can buy me love. Love can buy me love. I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel alright. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel alright. 'Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me
so down to wear this during game. Like, if you ask me, this is probably one of the cooler hats we have. Like, bro, like the little crab on the side, like the color scheme, like I don't really think you consider yourself like a Marylander if you don't have one of these. Yes,
Hey, what's going on, Ironbirds fans? My name is Michael Marcantonini. He's Ray Atkinson. We'll hear from the Iron Maiden in just a little bit. Another edition of the Air Show on a beautiful night for a ball game here on Friday night in Aberdeen. Well, Ray, the Birds have taken each of the first three games of this series against the Bowling Green Hot Rods. A big win last night, 5-2. Not a lot of scoring over the late innings, but the Birds got it done early, and it led to their third straight win, going for four straight tonight. And, Ray, just overall a great team performance last night for the Birds, but it started with the pitching. Cameron Weston, in his second career start, gave up just two runs in five innings, a career-high nine strikeouts, no walks, impressive ratio there. In his last two outings, he has gone 10 innings of work, 15 strikeouts, only one walk. And how about Daniel Lloyd on the back end after Weston, four shutout innings with a career-high tying seven strikeouts and only one walk?
Yeah, came in and finished the game. It was a fantastic pitching performance all around for the Ironbirds, and it was a combined 15 strikeouts for Ironbirds pitching last night. They really got the job done. It was super fun to watch. If you missed it last night, there might be a redux tonight.
Yeah, Weston and Lloyd were missing bats all night, which was great. The bats also got the job done as well. Birds grabbed two runs in the first inning. That first inning was highlighted by Dylan Beavers, who stole home for his 18th stolen base of the season. Pickoff moved to first base. Dylan took off, took advantage of it, and slid safely home. So that was a pretty electric play. You don't see that very often.
I'm surprised we haven't seen it any sooner since the institution of the pitch clock. Somebody call the police because he stole home last night, and it was a fantastic read. It was Isaac De Leon that was on first, and he kind of feigned that he was stealing second, and then Dylan Beaver saw that, and he was like, gone, see ya.
Yeah, it was pretty cool to see that. Maxwell Costas had another big night, a three-run homer in the fourth. It proved to be the game winner. Second straight night with a three-run homer for Maxwell. But before we go on to our player spotlight for tonight, Ray, I want to throw you some numbers out on Dylan Beaver. So Dylan and Max Wagner came on episode 6 of All Mic'd Up. We filmed that back on June 30th. So in his 11 games before he came on All Mic'd Up, he was 9 for his last 47 with 3 extra base hits, 5 RBIs, and a 648 OPS. Now, he comes on All Mic'd Up, tries one of my mom's homemade cookie bars, which are excellent, by the way. Dylan rated them 10 out of 10, best he's ever had. And so in his 13 games after he tried my mom's cookies, 13 games, 19 for 50 with 10 extra base hits and 16 RBIs in that span, and an OPS of 1.210. I think we know why he's killing it the way he is.
So what you're saying is I got to get me some of your mom's cookies. That's exactly what you're saying right now.
I'll have her make a batch for the entire ballpark next time she's in town.
They are super cookies. It's like Popeye with a spinach. You got to get a taste.
Yeah, so I just wanted to throw those numbers out on Dylan. So now let's get to our player spotlight for tonight. And the guy I want to talk about, Ray, is Daniel Lloyd. He was excellent last night. In four games in the month of July, Daniel has allowed – he has not allowed an earned run, 16 innings of work with 25 strikeouts and only 5 walks. So he continues to deal. He's fanned at least 6 batters in all 4 of his games in the month of July. And how about the season totals right now, Ray? The ERA is down to 3.19 with 77 strikeouts and only 26 walks. And over his last 5 outings since June 27th, he's lowered his ERA from 4.63 to that 3.19 mark.
He's getting the job done, and he is lasting very long in these games because last night he was in for 4 innings, and that was a long save for Mr. Daniel Lloyd. And that's what you want out of your bullpen. You want to give your guys enough rest you want to use him, but at the same time, if a guy can come out of the bullpen and give you four innings, that's solid.
Yeah, Lloyd continues to get the job done. No earned runs in his last four outings spanning 16 innings. He continues to help this team win games. So before we get to the keys of the game, I'm going to throw it to Iron Maiden to let us know what's going on the rest of the night. Iron Maiden, where are you at? There she is.
I'm right over here. Good evening, Aberdeen. How are we doing tonight? Come on, you guys have got all those cowbells. I'm like Tinkerbell, I die without applause. Come on, how are we feeling? It's a gorgeous evening. We've been killing it in this homestead. We're looking forward to another amazing game tonight. So, as you know, today is the nicest kids in Aberdeen, and we have my wonderful friends from Milburn Stone Theater here to serenade us. All right, yes, we will have a pre-show performance, a few throughout, and one at the end before our fireworks celebration for tonight. And if any of you here know about this artist, she's a little underground. Her name is Taylor Swift. We will be having a Taylor Swift fireworks event on August 4th. If you see everybody, including my wonderful flight crew, around in the nicest kids' jerseys, for 1 week you can auction, you can bid on those online in an auction. Just go to MLB.com for our website there. Also, one final thing. We have the first Birdland giveaway of those awesome bobbleheads you saw out on the concourse tomorrow. It's first come, first serve, limited collector's edition. All right, that's enough from me. I will give Cossett back to the guys who know all the wonderful numbers, and we'll get started this evening. Have a great game, guys.
All right, thanks, Iron Maiden. Well, Ray, a lot of excitement coming up at the ballpark the next few days, the next couple homestands. Let's get into the keys to the game. So key number one, keep the vibes high. Key number two, K's for days. 16 strikeouts last night for the Birds pitching staff, looking to keep it going as the Birds go for their fourth straight win.
You can't spell nicest kids without K, so that is your keys to the game. It's going to be a fun one, fans.
I like what you did there. Well, he's Ray Atkinson. We heard from the Iron Maiden. My name's Michael Marcantonini. Game four of this six-game series. First pitch coming up at 7:05. Birds looking to make it four in a row. And as always, Iron Birds fans,
let's fly. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's send it on down to the pitcher's mound for today's ceremonial first pitches presented by UniFirst. Take it away, Iron Maiden.
Right, everybody make some noise for our first pitch tonight, Ali Anderson.
Special presentation for tonight's game. Please welcome to the field Beth Ostrowski, Bria Coates, Emma DeLuca, Jenna Horblinski, John Murphy, Marley Tillingest, Natalie Hudson, and Ray Cook as the nicest kids in Aberdeen to perform the hit song You Can't Stop the Beat. Thanks, kids, and don't miss these kids in High School Musical at the Milburn Stone Theater this August. Please visit milburnstone.com for more details. It's now time to welcome the coaches for the Nicest Kids in America. The Nicest Kids in America are managed by Roberto Mercado. Hitting coach, Zach Holt. Yes, the Nicest Kids in Aberdeen are managed by pitching coach, Austin Miney. Fundamentals coach, Chase Sebi. Development coach, Billy Facto. Strength conditioning coach, Chris Frosch. Athletic trainer, Tori Atencio. Assistant Athletic Trainer, Riley Sanders. Clubhouse Manager, Ross Stovall. And Technology Coordinator, Cal Christensen. The coaches for the Nicest Kids in Aberdeen. Give it up for them, fans. And it's now time to meet the starting lineup for tonight's games. First, for the visiting Bowling Green Hot Rods, as announced by manager Rafael Valenzuela. Leading off, the right fielder, number 4, Drew Baker. Center fielder, number 1, Brock Jones. Batting third, the shortstop, number 8, Carson Williams. Batting fourth, the designated hitter, number 12, Kenny Piper. Batting fifth, the catcher, number 20, Dominic Keegan. Batting sixth, the left fielder, number 32, Nick Schnell. Batting seventh, the third baseman, number 3, Cameron James. Batting eighth, the first baseman, number 25, Blake Robertson. Batting ninth, the second baseman, number 28, Jalen Battles. And starting for the Bowling Green Hot Rods, number 23, Jeff Atkinson. All right, Nicest Kids in Aberdeen.
Another beautiful night for a ball game here at Aberdeen, Maryland, as we get set to play game four of a six-game series between your Aberdeen Ironbirds and the visiting Bowling Green Hot Rods. What's up, everybody? My name is Michael Marcantonini, the voice of the Ironbirds, live from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Great night for a ball game here as the Birds look to win their fourth straight game against Bowling Green this week. Birds have taken each of the first three games of this series, and they've done it in dominant fashion. Birds come into tonight's game 46-38 overall, a season high, 8 games over 500, 14-6 in the second half, just a half game out of first place behind the Brooklyn Cyclones in the second half North Division standings. On the flip side, Bowling Green 43-39 overall, 13-9 in the second half. They are 4 games out of first place behind Hickory in the South Division. Well, before I get to the starting pitching matchup and the starting lineups in tonight's game, I'm going to play my pregame interview from earlier today with Ironbirds first baseman Maxwell Costas. Had a chance to catch up with Maxwell to talk about his hot streak at the plate right now, this team, and, you know, just being the hometown kid from Baltimore, getting a chance to play less than an hour away from home. So pretty fun conversation with Maxwell. It's always fun to talk to him, so this time did it in interview fashion. So before the lineups and the starting pitching matchup, here is my pregame interview with Ironbirds first baseman Maxwell Costas.
Michael Marcantonini back here on the Ironbirds Radio Network. I've got Maxwell Costas, Ironbirds first baseman, joining me on the pregame show. Maxwell, thanks for taking the time, man.
Man, I appreciate you asking me on. Like, I only got BP for another 20 minutes, so, like, you know, I got enough time to really talk about anything you need me to, man.
Love that you're taking the time to kill the time on the pregame show. So I want to start with talking about the home run last night. Second straight game with a 3-run home run. It ended up being the game-winning homer last night as you guys won 5-2. Now, the previous night, you said the ball that you hit that went out, you thought it was going to be a double. You thought it was going to stay in the ballpark. Now, last night, did you know that ball was getting out?
I thought the same thing. I thought it was going to be a double again. I'm working really hard on making sure I'm always hitting balls at, like, good and consistent angles. And that was a ball where, like, off the bat, like, I knew, like, the way it looked like it was just going to be, like, on a line the entire time. So, like, I mean, if you look at video of me, like, I'm hustling out of the box thinking it's going to be a double. And then, like, I'm not really, you know, slowing up until I'm touching second, like, you know, seeing the umpire, like, you know, waving his finger around saying it's a home run. So, you know, like, I mean, again, kind of like I said, just consistently hitting balls at good angles and right, and then stuff like that happens, you know. Like, my dad has always said that, you know, it's the hard hit doubles that turn into home runs, basically.
So what have you done to make the adjustments to be able to, you know, get the ball up in the air and consistently hit the ball hard?
I think, you know, it's been a lot of, like, trial and error. You know, I think I keep a little journal of, like, you know, everything I do, like, on a day-to-day basis, because, like, you know, my, like, you know, pregame work, like, you know, what did I do in BP, and, like, and even more so, I take a lot of time to, like, sit there and, like, you know, really, like, contemplate, like, okay, like, how did I feel during BP, like, you know, when I mishit balls, were they, like, well mishit balls, or, like, there was good backspin in the air, or, like, was I pulling off of them, was I late on balls, like, you know, like, really just looking at, like, my work on a day-to-day basis as a whole and, like, seeing where I can make, like, you know, little adjustments here and there to something that, like, you know, might be a pattern as to why I'm, like, you know, like, you know, like, struggling, right? So, like, if I notice that I'm really struggling with one pitch, like, in one specific spot, like, I can go back to my journal and be like, okay, like, I can use this set of drills to, like, work on that pitch. Or, you know, if I notice that I'm consistently getting out in the same way where it's, like, you know, I topspin ground balls to the third baseman, right? I can be like, okay, like, what is a set of drills I can do? What's a feel I can use to, like, make sure, like, I stop doing the same thing over and over again? So really, I would say, like, it's just a lot of, like, you know, a lot of, like, meticulous attention to detail in, like, every single thing I do every day.
So with all that, and I love hearing what you guys do on a day-to-day basis to, you know, find success out on the field and for the results to show out there. You've got 7 extra base hits and 24 at-bats in the month of July alone. When you're up at the plate, I mean, are you just feeling straight up locked in where, you know, like, the mindset, like, I can hit anything right now?
I think it's more so a mindset of peace, I would say, right? I think, you know, the way I feel right now is that, like, I feel very just, like, calm and at peace in the box, right? Baseball, the type of sport, like, I could go out there tonight and strike out 4 times. Like, you know, the game will humble you very fast. So it's not, for me, it's never been, like, an idea of, like, oh, like, I need to be up there feeling like, you know, like, oh, like, I'm better than anybody that steps on the mound. But more so, like, do I feel just like comfortable? Am I seeing the pitch as well? You know, like, am I putting good swings on the ball? Right. And again, that's why, like, I say, like, I come back to like my journal, right? Like, I write down like every single AB I have, I write down like what pitches did I see, what order did I see them, like, you know, like, again, like, just trying to see, like, are there patterns of what's happening, right? You know, are, like, am I, can I look at an AB like, okay, I got out this AB, but, like, why did I get out this AB? Like, if I struck out, it was like, okay, like, I swung at a ball in the dirt, right? And that probably got me to a bad count where it ended up me striking out. Or I hit 110 mile an hour line drive from the center fielder, right? Like, okay, like, I can't really do nothing about that. That's a great at bat, right? Like, a lot of more so, like, I feel like, kind of like I said, like, this meticulous attention to detail and, like, knowing what I'm doing, like, every single day coming to the field is, like, has caused, like, a lot of, like, you know, like, comfort in me. Like, you know, okay, like, if something goes wrong tonight, like, I can wake up tomorrow and go work on it, right? I'm not just, like, you know, just throwing effort at the wall and hoping it sticks in a way.
So with all the attention to detail that you put into your craft and as much work as you guys do on a daily basis, I mean, what are the biggest differences in preparing for a game or a series in professional baseball versus in college ball?
I think, you know, there's a lot more, like, you know, again, we play six games compared to, like, three games. And then, like, you know, a lot more, I would say, information on pitchers now. Like, the scouting reports we get here are the most, like down to, like, the littlest detail about the pitcher. Like, he, like, throws this pitch at this speed in this spot, like, 80% of the time, right? It, like, little stuff like that where it's like, you know, when you get to this level, you know, guys are really good. So, like, you got to have some type of, like, plan. You got to have something you're thinking of in the box. Like, you know, the idea of just getting up there and hitting is, like, really, really hard now. Like, I mean, one of the guys last night was literally throwing 88 mile an hour sliders, right? There are guys whose fastballs aren't 88 miles an hour. Right. So, like, at that point, it's like, you know, like, okay, like, I gotta be thinking, okay, like, you know, like, what am I gonna be looking for here? Like, looking at, like, you know, like, how has he been pitching, like, you know, everybody before me, all that stuff. Like, tiny little details, tiny little, like, you know, like, information on pitchers that you can use to, like, you know, give yourself some type of advantage.
I got one more for you, Maxwell. You're a local guy. You're from Baltimore. Tell me about some of the people in your life, family, friends that have been able to come out and see you play in Aberdeen this season.
I mean, every single time we have a home series, I get like a different set of people I haven't talked to in like 10 years that want to come see me play. So, I was in the Baltimore Sun about a week or so ago, and somebody again that I hadn't, like, you know, been in contact with for a really long time, somehow, like, found my social media and reached out to me, like, hey, like, I saw you in the Sun, like, you know, we want to come out and see a game, this, that, like, and I actually did come see a game. So, like, I mean, I always say this, like, it's awesome to be able to play for my hometown team. Like, you know, I'm 45 minutes down 95, well, hour and a half considering 95 traffic, but, like,
right.
Like, again, like, you know, my parents can get here to see me, like, you know, friends and family that I, like, grew up with, like, you know, that, you know, might not have been able to see me play when I was in Dunmarva can come see me play now. You know, it's awesome, and it's a blessing.
It's awesome that you're able to, you know, be so close to family and friends while pursuing your dreams of playing professional baseball. Well, Maxwell Costas joining me on the Ironbirds pregame show. Maxwell, thanks so much for the time, man.
No problem, man.
Michael Mark Cantonini back here on the Ironbirds Radio Network as we get set for first pitch between the visiting Bowling Green Hot Rods and your Aberdeen Ironbirds. Well, the Birds have taken each of the first three games of this series. They've won 5 of 6 on the current homestand with 3 more games to play this week against the Hot Rods. Birds and Rods going at it as Kyle Bronovich, the right-hander for the Birds, making his second rehab appearance of the homestand, is out on the field with the rest of the Birds starters ready to go. And while Kyle throws his warm-up tosses, let's get you tonight's Ironbirds starting lineup. And this is what manager Roberto Mercado has penciled in tonight. Leading off at shortstop, Colin Burns. Batting second, the center fielder, Dylan Beavers. Creed Willems is over at first base. He bats third.
Silas Arduent doing the catching in the four hole. Isaac De Leon bats fifth at third base. Maxwell Costas is the DH batting sixth. Isaac Bologna in the seven hole playing left field. Elio Prado in right field batting eighth. And the nine hole hitter is Luis Valdez. He is at second base. Branovich continuing his warm up tosses on the flip side for Rafi Valenzuela's Bowling Green Hot Rods. They will line up like this. Batting first in right field, Drew Baker. The two-hole hitter is Brock Jones. He's in center. Carson Williams at short batting third. Kenny Piper is the DH. He bats fourth. Dominic Keegan catching in the five-hole. Nick Schnell is the left fielder. He bats sixth. Cameron James at third base batting seventh. Blake Robertson's in the eight-hole. He's the first baseman. And Jalen Battles rounds out the lineup batting ninth at second base. Behind right-hander Jeff Hackinson for the Hot Rod. So two right-handers going at it tonight. Well, Kyle Branovich has finished with his warm-up tosses, and we are just about set to go in Aberdeen. Heard from Maxwell Costas on the pregame show. Really fun to chat with him, and we'll talk about that conversation throughout the game, as Maxwell always has really good things to say. Just a really fun, personable guy to be around. And now Kyle Branovich readies his first pitch of the night, swing and a miss, and we are underway in the Dean. Drew Baker quickly down in the count, 0-1. Branovich is 6-2 righty. In his third pro season, 25 years old. 0-1, fly ball deep left center field. Beavers on his horse. He won't get there. It one hops the base of the wall. Beavers picks it up, gets it in. Baker around second heading for third. And because the throw went to second, Baker never stopped and is in with a leadoff triple. Well, Drew Baker ripped that one to left center. And he was approaching second as that throw came in from Beavers and realized the throw went into second and turned on the jets and was able to get to third. So two pitches in, a man on third for the Hot Rods. And the Birds will bring the infield in all the way around. No score, top of the first inning, but that could change. Here's Brock Jones, left-handed swinger in center tonight. As Branovich comes set, glove below the belt. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Good one there from Branovich, in at 93. Well, the Iron Birds are playing as the nicest kids in Aberdeen tonight. That is the theme jersey for this evening. A mix of royal dark blue jerseys with a bunch of different colors on the front and back. 0-1 pitch, top of the zone for a strike. It's 0-2. White pants for the Birds on the flip side for Bowling Green. Hot Rods rocking their light blue road tops with gray pants. Nice night for a ball game. There's a big shadow out on the infield right now. Light blue skies with some cloud cover off in the distance. 0-2, swing and a miss. Good change up there from Branovich. And he picks up a big out number one. So Baker remains at third. Jones down on strikes. Cameron Weston and Daniel Lloyd combined for 16 strikeouts in last night's win. And Branovich has his first out via the strikeout tonight. Brings up the three-hole hitter Carson Williams. Had the night off last night back in there in the six-hole at short. Playing the six hole, he's in the three hole in the batting order. Infield remains in, first pitch to him, swing and a miss. Jacob McConnell is the home plate umpire tonight. Sam Carey has the bases. Birds looking to get out of this, runner at third, no out jam. Now one out and the runner still at third. Right-handed batter in the box. 0-1, fouled off of, I think that got the mask of Arduin, and it's 0-2. Branovich looked really good in his first outing for the Birds. Pitched on Saturday at home against Wilmington. Three shutout innings, gave up just one hit. 0-2 pitch coming up. High leg kick. Here it is. Ripped to short. Burns is able to knock it down. Throw to first in time. That's a heck of a play by Colin Burns to knock that ball down and keep it close. He took a shot. I don't know if that got him on the chest or where, but a one-hopper right at him. He knocked it down, kept it a little bit off to his left, was able to pick it up in time and fire to first. So the Birds get an out there for number two of the inning. Williams picks up an RBI. Well, the Birds will take that. If a run's going to score, it might as well be on and out. So two gone and the base is empty. That brings up Kenny Piper, the DH. So 1-0 Bowling Green. First pitch strike from Branovich. It's 0-1. Bowling Green has now scored first in three of the four games this series. Hasn't been an issue for the Birds so far. 0-1. Chopper to the left side. Burns backhands this one. Off-balance throw to first. The stretch from Willems, and the inning is over. Branovich goes strikeout, ground out after the leadoff triple. The Hot Rods get a run, but that's all they get. 1-0 Bowling Green after the top of the first. We'll head to the bottom of the inning after these quick messages on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Bottom of the first inning in Aberdeen, 1-0 Bowling Green, a leadoff triple from Drew Baker, and then an RBI ground out from Carson Williams is the difference right now. Kyle Branovich making a rehab appearance tonight. Did a good job limiting the damage. Strikeout, ground out after the leadoff three-bagger. But the Birds trail 1-0. They'll look to even up the score or take the lead. Colin Burns, Dylan Beavers, and Creed Willems do up against right-hander Jeff Hackinson. First pitch of the night from Hackinson. Misses off the plate. The count is 1-0. Burns at short tonight. He's the first of three straight lefties in the Birds lineup. Burns has been swinging it well. Reached safely twice last night. Single and a walk. Also scored a run. Had a double and a single the night before. Swinging a foul tip into the glove of the catcher, Keegan, and the count is 1-1. Birds and Rods were tied at 2 in the bottom of the fourth inning last night. Two outs and no one on when Isaac De Leon worked a walk. 1-1, Burns sprays one foul down the left field line out of play, 1-2. So De Leon works the two-out walk to start a rally. Burns then worked a walk to set up first and second for Maxwell Costas. And Maxwell dropped in a three-run homer into the Hot Rods bullpen over the left field wall to make it a 5-2 game. Neither team scored the rest of the game, and the Birds picked up their third straight win. Burns looking to start things up here in the leadoff spot tonight. With Ryan Higgins out of the lineup, 2-2 low and away, and the count's full. Hackinson, a 6-foot right-hander, 24 years old in his second professional season. Fifth-round pick in 2020 by the Rays out of the University of Central Florida. 3-2 pitch coming up. Burns fouls one back. Good AB here from Colin as he'll see at least a seventh pitch. This is Hackinson's third appearance at High A. He made his Hot Rods debut on July 7th at home against Asheville. Was with Charleston in the Carolina League before the promotion. Payoff pitch again. Burns rips one into left for a base hit. Down in front of Schnell over the head of the third baseman, James. And Burns is hit safely in three straight. Leadoff man on for Beavers. Well, I talked a little bit about Dylan on the pregame show. Electric moment in last night's game. He stole home in the bottom of the first. Pickoff move to first. He took off from third and beat the throw home. Added another hit. Has the average up to 261 with the OPS at 813 on the season. First pitch to Dylan. Slider catches the outer half. It's 0-1. Well, some of the numbers I talked about on the pregame show for Dylan. So he came on episode 6 of All Mic'd Up along with his roommate Max Wagner. That was filmed on June 30th. And in that episode, I had Max and Dylan try one of my mom's homemade cookie bars. Dylan rated them 10 out of 10 best he's ever had. So in 11 games before the filming of Episode 6 of All Mic'd Up, Beavers had 9 hits and 47 at-bats with a 648 OPS and only 3 extra base hits in that span. Comes on All Mic'd Up, tries the cookies, and goes on a tear. Takes a strike there, it's 0-2. So in 13 games since he tried my mom's homemade cookies on the show, 19 for 50 with 10 extra base hits, 16 RBIs, and an OPS of 1.210. So, I mean, hey, it adds up, if you ask me. 0-2, Beavers grounds one up the middle behind the second base bag, handled by Williams, steps on second to first, not in time. Williams had to wait back on that one and waited a little bit too long, so he was not able to turn the double play, but Burns is cut down for the lead out. So then I caught up with Dylan in front of the dugout before first pitch tonight, and I asked him if he heard those numbers, and he said, yeah, I was looking for you during the pregame show, and you know, he said, he's like, you got to get me some more of those cookies. He said, I'll pay for them. So, Mom, if you're tuned in, you might have some money coming your way. First pitch to Creed Willems. Swings and foul tips one into the glove of Keegan, and the count is 0-1. Birds down 1-0, bottom one. Beavers at first after the fielder's choice grounder. One out for Willems. Creed didn't play on Tuesday or Wednesday night, but was back in the lineup last night. Drove in a run. Move over to first. Beavers back standing. So Dylan rated the cookie bars 10 out of 10. Max gave him a 9.9 out of 10. Said, you can't have a perfect 10. I said, okay, you know, I respect that. But I'll go with Dylan's rating. 0-1, Willems takes low. Count is 1-1 now. Twelve pitches already for Hackenson. Three batters into the game. Willems tries to drop a bunt down. Not something you expect from Creed with as much power as he has, but the third baseman, James, is basically playing shortstop right now. I mean, the entire area around third base is vacated. Willems tried to take advantage. Counts 1-2. Beavers inches closer to second. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball got him upstairs. So two down. That brings up Silas Ardouin, the catcher. Hackenson started the year with Charleston in the Carolina League, 4.50 ERA in 16 appearances, 13 earned runs in 26 innings, 39 strikeouts, 12 walks. Opponents hit just 208 against him. Move over to first. Beavers dives back in. Birds down 1-0, bottom one. So far in two appearances with Bowling Green, no runs in three innings of work. Entering tonight's game, 8 strikeouts and only 1 walk. And had not allowed a hit in those three innings. Ardouin takes a strike. Counts 0-1. Silas has done a great job with the bat lately. He is really coming on strong here in the second half of the season. The run he's on started before the All-Star break and has continued. Fouls one back, it's 0-2. In 9 games in the month of July, Ardouin is 9 for 30. That's a .300 batting average. He's reached base at a .488 clip, and he's slugging .700. Another move over to first. Count remains 0-2 on Silas. So among South Atlantic League hitters in the month of July, Silas ranks 3rd in on-base percentage, 4th in slugging percentage, and 3rd in OPS. Pretty good for a catcher who provides elite defense as well. So he's doing it all. 0-2 again outside. And I had a chance to talk to Silas and fellow catcher Creed Willems yesterday. We sat down to film episode 7 of All Mic'd Up. So that'll come out sometime next week. So keep an eye out for that. Really fun to chat with the two guys who go behind the plate for this team. Ardouin grounds one to short. Handled by Williams over to first. A 6-3 putout ends the bottom of inning number one. Birds get the leadoff man on, but that's it. No runs on a hit, no errors. One man left on. After one full inning of play in the deed, it's the Hot Rods 1 and the Birds nothing. We'll head to the top of the second after these messages on MILB TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Top two in Aberdeen, 1-0 Bowling Green over Aberdeen. Dominic Keegan, Nick Schnell, and Cameron James, the 5, 6, and 7 hitters for the Hot Rods as Kyle Branovich goes back to work. Well, first and foremost, it's great to see Branovich out there again. It's great to see him healthy. He's battled injuries throughout his professional career. After a really stellar career at Elon University, 8th-round pick of the Angels a few years back. First pitch of the inning to the catcher, Keegan, is over for a strike. It's 0-1. Keegan back behind the dish tonight. He was there last night as well. Went 3-for-4. With 3 singles and scored a run. 0-1, grounded foul towards the Hot Rods' third base dugout. It's 0-2. The Hot Rods had 7 hits last night, but 3 batters combined for all 7 hits. The top 4 hitters in their lineup went hitless and reached base just one time. But then Keegan, Schnell, and James, the 3 due up this inning, combined for all 7 knocks. Pitches up and in. Counts 1-2. Branovich was placed on the injured list April 20th, 2022. And he's been on there ever since. Coming off soon, though, as he continues his rehab. 1-2 pitch. Another chopper foul third base side. This is his 4th appearance of 2023. 8 shutout innings with 8 strikeouts and 2 walks entering tonight's game. He gave up a run in the first tonight. So that snapped the scoreless streak. But the most important thing is that he's healthy. And continuing to climb the ladder. 1-2, swing and a miss. 2 strikeouts for Branovich as Keegan goes down. Let's set the defense for the Birds. Silas Arduent is behind the plate. Isaac De Leon at third with Colin Burns at short. Luis Valdez playing second. Creed Willems over at first. Isaac Bologna in left field. Dylan Beavers patrolling center. And Elio Prado is in right. Here's Nick Schnell, the left fielder, one of 3 left-handed batters in the lineup. Everybody else a righty. Swing and a miss there. It's 0-1. Branovich faced 10 batters in his first start for the Birds on July 15th. Retired 9 of them. 4 strikeouts, no walks, and gave up just 1 hit. Grounder to second. Valdez has it from the outfield turf, throws to first. And a 4-3 putout is out number 2. So 2 up, 2 down for Kyle. He's retired 5 in a row after the leadoff triple in the first. That brings up Cameron James. 2 hits for James last night. He had a game-tying 2-run double in the top of the fourth. But the Birds came right back in the bottom of the fourth and scored 3 to win it 5-2. Branovich set. Pitch misses just a little bit high. Count is 1-0. Hot Rods 1, Ironbirds nothing. Top 2, 2 gone and no one on. Branovich working fast. Next pitch, over for a strike. So he went on the IL April 20th last year. Still officially on the injured list. This is a rehab tour that he's on. made his first rehab appearance down in rookie ball, the Florida Complex League, on June 26th. As he tries to work his way back up the ladder in the Orioles system, pitch missed high, it's 2-1. Branovich spent some time at AAA last year before the injury, two games with the Tides before going on the shelf. 2-1 inside, 3-1. Three-one pitch, fouled back, it's full. Well, Branovich was drafted in 2019 by the Los Angeles Angels. Never pitched for the Angels, though. They shut him down after he was drafted after a high workload at Elon. And then no 2020 season because of the pandemic. So he makes his professional debut in 2021, but he does it in the Orioles system. 3-2 pitch, called strike three on the outer half. Another strikeout for Kyle Branovich. 1-2-3 go the hot rods in the second. Branovich has set down six in a row, and he throws up his first zero of the night. 1-0 hot rods after 1.5. We'll head to the bottom of the second after these quick messages on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Bottom of inning number two here in Aberdeen. Michael Marcantonini back with you on the call. 1-0 Bowling Green over the Birds. Bowling Green got a run in the first. RBI ground out from Carson Williams, scoring Drew Baker, who tripled to lead off the game. Birds went down quietly in the first, but then the Hot Rods did the same in the top of the second. Kyle Branovich with two strikeouts in a 1-2-3 second. And now the Birds will try to start things up. Five-hole hitter Isaac De Leon leads off the frame. It's De Leon, Maxwell Costas, and Isaac Bologna. First pitch of the inning from the right-hander Jeff Hackinson misses low and in, 1-0. Birds playing as the nicest kids in Aberdeen tonight, themed jersey night. There'll be a jersey auction after the game. 1-0 over for a strike. You can head over to MLB.com/auctions and check out the jerseys that you can bid on. De Leon ready to hit. 1-1, swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Isaac's been really patient lately. He walked twice last night. And also singled. He's reached base safely six times over the last two nights with five walks and a knock. 1-2 off the plate. Birds trail 1-0, home second. De Leon came to bat with two outs and no one on in the bottom of inning number four last night. He was down in the count, worked it back in his favor, and drew a two-out walk. Colin Burns followed with a walk, and then Costas hit what turned into be the game-winning home run. 2-2 off the plate, counts full. The Ironbirds have not lost a series since the end of May, and that streak continues as they've earned at least a series split here. De Leon takes strike three on the inner half. And that is out number one of the second. In their last seven series entering tonight, the Birds are 6-0-1. That's four six-game series, two five-game series because of rainouts, and then a three-game series. The Birds are 25-14 in that stretch. Counting the three games that they've won this week against BG. First pitch to Maxwell Costas is over for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Birds down 1-0 with one out and no one on, bottom two. Had a really fun conversation with Maxwell before today's game, and he's always great to chat with, whether it's by the batting cage, you know, in an interview setting, whatever. Just a fun guy to be around, always brings the energy. Took that pitch low, counts 1-1. And one of the things that stood out talking to Max, I asked him about what he does on a game-to-game basis, making adjustments, what he's done to, you know, go on the tear that he's on right now, takes inside 2-1, and he says that he keeps a detailed journal of every at-bat that he takes. And he used the term attention to detail a couple times. He pays a lot of attention to detail of every pitch that he sees up there. Swing and a miss there, it's 2-2. He says he's really been trying to work on getting the ball up in the air, whether that's a line drive or a fly ball, trying to hit it with authority as he takes time out. Counts 2-2. So Max writes down all of his at-bats. He writes down, you know, what's working for him, what's not. If he makes an out, he writes down, was it a good out? You know, did I hit it on the screws and it just happened to find a glove? Or was it, you know, a weakly hit ball? Can I make some adjustments? 2-2, 3-2. So it's really cool to hear about a professional baseball player's day-to-day adjustments, and specifically for hitters. It's so hard to hit. I mean, guys throw absolute smoke, and they've got nasty breaking stuff. 3-2 to Costas, ripped on the ground to third, but handled by James. Over to first in time, two up, two down here in the second. But Maxwell does a lot of work on his own to stay locked in, and if he's not locked in, to get locked in. So it was really cool to hear him talk about keeping that journal. And a lot of guys will write things down. They keep a journal detailing at-bats, pitchers detailing at-bats from their perspective. I mean, these guys are trying to get to the big leagues. It's really hard to play Major League Baseball, and, you know, little things like that what help get guys there. Here's Isaac Bologna, takes outside, counts 1-0. Two gone and 0-1, Birds down a run. Next pitch to Isaac. Let's set the defense for Bowling Green. Dominic Keegan is the catcher. Cameron James is at third with Carson Williams at short. Jalen Battles playing second. Blake Robertson at first. In the outfield, Nick Schnell in left. Brock Jones in center and Drew Baker in right. 1-1. Bologna takes low. Well, the Birds are making Hackenson throw pitches. Up to 33 already. Two one to Bologna. Big cut there. Came up empty. It's 2-2. Hackenson has worked exclusively out of the stretch. 2-2 pitch. Tipped in and out of the glove of Keegan, and Bologna stays alive. Big hole on the left side of the diamond as they play Bologna to pull. 2-2 downstairs. So a payoff pitch coming up. And if nothing else, if, you know, the Birds come up with no runs here in the second, they're at least driving the pitch count of Hackenson up, making him throw pitches. You know, that's something that could pay dividends the second and third time through the order. 3-2 pitch. Bologna fouls it back. Good job fighting to stay alive. Isaac's been able to move all around the outfield for the Birds this year. He's a nice, versatile piece. 3-2 again. Hard hit ground ball to second, but gobbled up by Battles. Over to first in time, and the inning is over. Strikeout, ground out, ground out. The Birds go down quietly once again. And through two full, it's Bowling Green 1, Aberdeen nothing. We'll head to the top of the third after these quick messages on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkinstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkinevents.com. That's www.ripkinevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
We move to the top of the third inning here in Aberdeen. Michael Marcantonini back with you on the broadcast. Bowling Green 1, Aberdeen nothing. Kyle Bronovich back to work. He gets Blake Robertson, Jalen Battles, and Drew Baker, 8-9-1 in the Bowling Green order. A run in the top of the first for Bowling Green. That's it throughout the game tonight. Birds won the first three of the series, looking to make it four in a row and clinch a series W. First pitch of the inning from Bronovich, taken high for a ball, 1-0. Well, I'm not alone in the booth. I've got Orioles Director of Player Development, Matt Blood, joining me on the broadcast. Matt, second appearance on the Birds broadcast this season. Thanks for taking the time.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's always good to be here.
Next pitch from Bronovich. Called a strike, 1-1. So you've been to Aberdeen a few times this season. You're always on the move going to see the different affiliates play. Just a ton of talent throughout this organization right now. So everywhere you go, you've got eyes on guys. 1-1 pitch. So from the what you've seen in Aberdeen this season, of course development is the main goal throughout an organization, but winning's great too, and both have happened here with skyrocketing player development and a lot of winning in Aberdeen. So what's that been like seeing both happen?
Well, what I really like seeing is the learning that's going on here. Roberto Mercado and the staff have really created a great learning environment, a lot of teaching, a lot of really good practice designs. And you can see the players getting better when they come to Aberdeen, and that's really our job.
2-2 from Bronovich, fouled back over our heads in the broadcast booth. Well, Matt, I pretty much put a glove on every time there's a left-handed batter due up here in the booth because you just never know.
I'm ready.
Got to stay on your toes up here. It was a couple weeks after you were in the booth the last time we had a ball come up here. It was a hot shot. I was not ready for it, just ducked out of the way. 2-2 ripped into right field. That's down in front of Prado.
I feel like your main job, you gotta protect the computer.
Yeah.
Have to protect the computer.
Yeah, so, and that's really the main thing. You know, if I get hit, it's okay. But the glove, you got to throw out the glove in front of the laptop. And it's all about the reaction time. So I'm mentally preparing. But with you talk about the job that Roberto and the staff have done here, one thing that I've talked about with the coaching staff is they say they want to make practice and pregame training harder than the game because that's what's going to prepare these guys. So how have you seen that philosophy implemented throughout the organization since you've been here?
Yeah, the word we use is representative design. The practices should at least represent what they're going to see in the game, if not more difficult, because that's really how you deliberately practice is facing game like, oh nice, double in the gap, game like environments. And I think that's one of the reasons why you've seen our hitters have so much success up and down the organization at the rate they have, is because of our philosophy in that regard. And then we really take that across the board to all things that we do, defense, base running, pitching, hitting. So it's awesome to see that they're doing it here, and really we're doing it everywhere.
So a leadoff single from Robertson, then Jalen Battles follows with an opposite field double to right center. Good job by Prado and the cutoff man Valdez to get that home quickly to prevent the run from scoring. But second and third, no outs. Birds bring the infield in all the way around. Bowling Green already holds a 1-0 lead, and here's the leadoff hitter Drew Baker, who tripled in the first. Bronovich steps off, and now back on the rubber as he gets set to try to work himself out of this jam. Second and third for the Rods. Branovich set, glove below the belt. First pitch, tapper to the right side, diving stop by Willems, knocks it down, flip to first, Branovich is there. And a 3-1 put out is out number one in the third. Runners stay where they are. So, Matt, one thing that we've seen in Aberdeen throughout this year is guys coming on rehab assignments, whether they're big leaguers or minor leaguers rehabbing here. And Kyle Branovich is one of those guys, a guy who's battled a lot of injury issues throughout his career, and it's great to see him back out there healthy. So when you're in town and you get to see these guys, you know, finally back healthy and get a chance to go out on the mound or step on the field in the batter's box, what's that like for you from a development standpoint?
Yeah, really, I'm just happy for him. You know, he's put a lot of work into his career and the setback that he's had. You know, nobody wants to go through that. It's very frustrating. He's put a lot of work in, really, in Florida and behind the scenes, sort of away from the limelight of the game, and now he's back. And for him personally, that's is really exciting, and it's nice to see him out here, you know, throwing in a real game.
Branovich set once again, counts 0-1 on Brock Jones. Pitch misses low, 1-1. Well, it's an exciting time to be an Orioles fan, to be working in the Orioles organization, any connection to Birdland. So you got the big league team in sole possession of first place in the AL East. After the All-Star break, for the first time since August 12th, 2016, what does that mean to you as somebody who is high up in the O's organization?
Well, you can't help but be excited, you know, that the Major League team is doing what they're doing and doing it with a lot of players that have come up through the development system. I think it's really just a sign that the organization is in a healthy place right now in really all aspects of player acquisition, player development, and the players at the Major League level performing. So I think the entire organization is excited. I think, you know, we know there's still a long ways to go this season and then hopefully seasons after that. But, hey, the entire city, state is kind of blooming orange right now, and that's really, really cool.
Second and third with one out, 2-2 the count on center fielder Brock Jones. Branovich looking for a big out number two. He's set. Kyle's next pitch, up and in, and the count runs full. It's really cool to see the environment around in Aberdeen. In Baltimore, was at the O's game on Monday night, and of course the O's lost that one to the Dodgers. But for a Monday night, how many people were at that game, and for the environment that, you know, opened up in that ballpark that night, it was pretty fun to be a part of. 3-2 pitch coming up. On the outside corner, a called strike three. Out number two here in the third, and now the defense can move all the way back. Runners remain where they are at second and third. Jones is retired, and there are two outs here in the third. So with everything that's going on with the big club, you mentioned, you know, the homegrown talent and that the organization's in a healthy place. I mean, you got guys that were drafted, come up through the system, and now they're not only playing in the major leagues, but starring in the big leagues. I mean, guys like Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman. What does that say about the job that the entire organization has done from, you know, drafting these guys and then developing and now seeing them do their thing on the biggest stage?
Yeah, I think it shows that we're in a healthy place. I think you've got acquisition in line with development, which is not always the case, but here it is, and that's why you see players, I think, perform so well in the minor leagues, and then when they get to the major leagues, they're prepared and they're able to contribute. And Gunnar and Adley are two big names, but, you know, Kowser and Westberg as well are really making an impact on the position player side. And, you know, there's been a lot of work put in with those guys from the development staff, and it's really fun watching them play night in and night out.
Three pitches, three strikes, and Carson Williams has gone on strikes. Went too far around on that one, and Branovich picks up another strikeout. Give him five in the game. He works out of a second and third no-out jam, and the Hot Rods come up empty-handed. 1-0 Bowling Green, though, after 2.5. We'll head to the bottom of the third after these quick messages on the Iron Birds Radio Network. Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Iron Birds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you.
Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkinstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkinevents.com. That's www.ripkinevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
1-0 Bowling Green, bottom of the third inning as the Ironbirds look to get on the board. Well, Kyle Bronovich did a heck of a job getting himself out of a second and third no-out jam. Ground out, strikeout, strikeout. And the hot rods came up empty. Now the Birds will send Elio Prado, Luis Valdez, and Colin Burns, 8-9-1 due up against a new pitcher for the hot rods. Just a quick two-inning stint for Jeff Hackinson. And now they turn to right-hander Duncan Davitt. I've got Orioles Director of Player Development Matt Blood back in the booth with me. Had a fun conversation in the last half inning as Prado takes a strike its own one. So, Matt, in between innings, we're talking about what happened over the All-Star break in Seattle at Adley Rutschman in the Home Run Derby, putting on a show. Heston Kerstad and Jackson Holliday playing in the Futures game. So first off, with the Futures game, what was it like from an Orioles front office perspective seeing those two guys playing a big stage there in the Futures game?
Well, it's always nice to have players like that in your system and for them to get a chance to showcase themselves on a national stage. And I think they both did great, and you know, these are two super, super talented players that are going to be nice major leaguers at some point here in the near future.
1-2 to Prado, outside for a ball. Count is 2-2. Prado still looking for his first hit at high A. Hit a ball really hard last night to the outfield, but it found some glove. 2-2 pitch coming up from Davitt just into the game. Right-hander out of the windup, the pitch, swing and a miss. Nasty slider diving down and away, and Prado is retired. So one out here in the third. Birds still down 1-0. Well, then how about Adley getting a chance to participate in the Home Run Derby? Had his dad throw to him. Got to do it in a ballpark that he's very familiar with, you know, growing up out in that area. That had to be pretty cool for Orioles people to see him do that.
I think anyone watching that felt something emotionally. You know, it was just such a cool moment. Like, just so pure baseball, father-son out there in just a really amazing environment. And he did great. You know, he got a little unlucky with the matchup. But, man, to do what he did left-handed and then switch around right-handed with his dad out there in, like you said, in the Northwest, amazing.
Valdez drives one to deep right center field. This one's got some carry on it at the wall, and it's caught. Drew Baker ran it down, a dead sprint to right center, and made the grab on the warning track. Well, Luis Valdez gave that one a ride, but it'll go down as an out in the book. So two gone, back to the top of the order for Colin Burns. So you had a couple guys in the Futures game, Jackson and Heston, Adley in the Derby, Adley in the All-Star game, along with Austin Hayes, who got a chance to start the All-Star game. And then, of course, Yennier Cano and Felix Bautista represented the O's. How cool is it to see not one, not two, not three, but four guys represent the O's in the All-Star game?
Four guys. It's been a while since the Orioles have put that many, or really more than one, in an All-Star game. So just, again, another sign that this organization is on the rise and in a very healthy spot.
A one pitch coming to Burns. He fouls one back, and the count's 0-2. Well, it's got to have been a pretty fun season to this point for you, with more fun to come with the big club doing what they're doing. Has this been the most fun season of your career so far?
Oh, I don't know about fun. I mean, I think it's all fun. You know, we're in baseball, which is kind of a dream come true. But in terms of seeing this plan sort of come to fruition It's exciting. You know, we put a lot of work in to create the foundation here, and now we're seeing it, you know, in real time. So I just say it's nice, but we're only halfway through this season too, so still a lot of work to be done.
1-2, swing and a miss, and the Birds go down 1-2-3 here in the third. Well, Matt, if you got some time, we'll keep you on for another half inning at least. And
okay, sounds good.
And keep the conversation going. So the Birds go down quietly as Duncan Davitt sets them down in order. After three full, it's Bowling Green 1, Aberdeen nothing. We'll take a quick break, and we'll have the top of the fourth inning when we come back on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
1-0 Bowling Green over Aberdeen, top of inning number 4 here in the Dean. Kenny Piper, Dominic Keegan, and Nick Schnell, 4-5-6. Against right-hander Kyle Bronovich, who's back to work, worked himself out of a second and third no-out jam in the third, and at 41 pitches, he's set to start the fourth. 5 strikeouts for Bronovich. Got Orioles Director of Player Development, Matt Blood, back with me for the top of the fourth inning. And Matt, we talked a lot about what's going on with the big club, some of the exciting things going on, guys going to the All-Star game and all that, Futures game, as Piper fouls one back. But when you were hired by the Orioles, when you came over to the O's organization and spent some time in a couple other orgs, I mean, is this what you expected? I mean, when you guys kind of set the plan in place a few years ago, I mean, is it exactly what, like, I mean, things don't pan out exactly as you expected, but are things falling into place like you had hoped they would?
You could probably say that. I mean, like you said, you never quite know how things are going to go, and a lot of times the best outcomes come from sort of organic growth, and I think we've seen a lot of that by hiring just really good people and allowing them to do their jobs and allowing them to innovate and create. So, you know, you can say that we wanted it to go this way, but exactly all the fine details under how it's gone this way, you know, it's hard to really predict. And it's been amazing watching our staff do what they've done and all the things that now we have to help the players get better, and that I would say has been really, really rewarding.
So speaking of helping the players get better, as Kenny Piper singles to open the inning, so man on first with no outs, Birds down 1-0 here in the fourth. I mean, there's so much that goes into helping these guys improve from a baseball perspective, but then there's a lot of things behind the scene. You got weight training and lifting programs and workouts for these guys. You got diet and nutrition and all that. You've got mental health. I mean, factors like that, I mean, how much does that play into building, you know, a successful operation at all levels?
Yeah, it's all very important. I mean, these are baseball players and they're people, you know, so it's the development of the whole person. If they want to perform as high as they can, then really all facets of them have to be developed. So the mental side is of utmost importance for them to perform well, but the physical side too. I mean, obviously, you know, they've got to be bigger, faster, stronger, and then skilled. So we work in all those areas all the time, and really just try to do our best to provide a great service to the players to allow them, you know, to reach their potential.
Branovich set as he gets set to deliver the 1-2 to the five-hole hitter, Dominic Keegan. Here it is, check swing, appeal, no swing, and the count goes to 2-2 with no outs and a man on first here in the inning. Well, there's a lot going on. This is a busy time of the year. All-Star break is through. Pennant race for the Birds, or for the Orioles. The first-year player draft was recently. You got the trade deadline coming up. Would you say this is the busiest or one of the busiest times of the year for you?
Definitely. Definitely is. There's a lot going on, especially with now the deadline being close to the draft. But like I said, we've got a lot of really good people in this organization, and I think we're all taking it in stride.
First and second now after back-to-back singles with no outs here in the fourth. Birds looking to keep this a 1-0 game. So let's talk about the draft. Birds made some exciting selections in the 20-round draft a couple weeks ago. A few guys have already signed, so they've inked their deals, and they'll start their pro careers soon. I mean, how much work goes into, you know, looking at guys, whether it's at the college or high school level, and then it, you know, draft day rolls around and you got to make the selections? I mean, how much work goes into that?
I mean, I would say decades of work has gone into it. I mean, and the reason I say that is, you know, Mike, Elias, and Sig have been doing this together for decades, and they've built a model and a system that I will put up against anyone's. I mean, they're phenomenal at acquiring players, and you know, the draft is part of that. And in terms of this particular year's draft, you know, yeah, we've got scouts who are out all the time doing their jobs, and then you got analysts, and you've got the job of compiling it all together. So it's a huge task, and I think that it's been done extremely well here for the past, I think, 4 years. So hopefully we keep that going.
Another strikeout for Branovich. One out here in the fourth. Runners stay at first and second. Here's Cameron James. Well, I mean, we've seen the success play out. You know, these draft picks, they're moving up the ranks. Guys are in the big leagues, and they're performing at every level. So the results are showing up and down the organization. So for this year's draft, I mean, there was a theme within the draft, kind of similar to themes of the last few drafts for Mike Elias and company. Heavy on college players, four-year college guys, and early in the draft, a heavy emphasis on position players. Now, there was a mix of position players and pitchers this year, but with the emphasis on college position players, where have you guys seen that route be successful?
Sure, yeah. I wouldn't say we necessarily, you know, look for college position players.
Right.
It's just that's, you know, where we are in the draft. That just seems to be what's there and what is their best bet at that point in the draft. I mean, you've seen the Orioles draft some pretty good high school players, too, over the last 3 years, guys that are some already in the major leagues and some are top prospects. But and one is here playing first base, you know, in Creed Willems. He's a nice development story. But the college players, a lot of times there's more of them and there's more track record on them, and you can make good bets on those guys. So that's really the job is to pick at wherever you're picking, whenever it's your turn, to take the player that is the best bet at that point to be of the highest major league value.
2-2 pitch coming up from Branovich. James in the box. Branovich looks at second. Next pitch, slider laid off, counts full. So in terms of that philosophy of, you know, taking the best player out there, you know, projecting, you know, development and all that, how much has the drafting strategy changed since the draft moved from 40 rounds to now 20 rounds? And, of course, there was just the COVID year, five-round draft. But, I mean, is there a big difference in draft strategy with, you know, half as many picks?
I don't think so. I think you're still just trying to take what's going to provide you with the most major league value. And, you know, there's less players being taken, so maybe you sign some more after the draft if needed. There are a few less players now needed because there are less teams in the minor leagues, but I think the draft strategy stays the same, and it's something that we're constantly striving to do is update our process to where we make better and better bets, forecast as well as we can, you know, which type of player is going to provide us with the best major league value.
Fielder's choice, infield grounder. So that sets up first and third for Blake Robertson, the first baseman. Takes outside, counts 1-0. Robertson singled his first time up. Hot Rods 1, Ironbirds nothing, top of the fourth inning. Michael Marcantonini talking to Orioles Director of Player Development, Matt Blood, who's in town checking on the birds this week. Branovich readies his 1-0 pitch. Long pause for him as he runs down that pitch clock. Here it is, foul back. It's 1-1. Well, Matt, I might have asked you this the last time you were here, but when you're in town checking on the different affiliates, what is an average day like for you when you're at, let's say, you know, you're here in Aberdeen? What are you doing, and you know, with talking to coaches and players and all that?
Well, at this point, you know, with the continuity we have with our staffs and just the talent of people we have, I try to just, number one, I try to stay out of their way because they do such a good job. They've got a great process going on. And I try not to interrupt that. But really, I'm here to support them. You know, I'm here to listen and hear what they have going on in their minds, needs they may have. Really, I'm just a support person at that point. And really, whatever they need, I try to figure out how to make it easier for them to do their jobs.
Branovich up to 62 pitches. Count is 2-1 on Robertson, trying to get out of the inning. Little dribbler up the third base line, and it just rolls foul. I was thinking that one was going to hit the bag for a second.
He didn't even have to blow on it.
Yeah, you saw that last night.
Yeah. I did.
That was funny. Yeah, I said later in the broadcast, well, if he was going to try to blow one back, he should have tried to blow that ball that Costas hit out to left field instead.
Yeah, we reviewed that play today in our pregame meeting. We have a meeting every single day and review plays from the night before. And that was one of the plays we reviewed just to make sure everybody understood the rule and don't do that.
Yeah, you saw the home plate umpire signal fair ball as soon as he went down to try to blow it foul.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do that. Doesn't work. I said I appreciated the effort, but it's not going to work. But that was a pretty darn good bunt. I mean, that was pretty smooth.
It's something we've been working on. If they're going to give it to us, we're going to try to take it. And then you probably noticed lately there's been more of that going on here.
Swing and a miss, and Branovich picks up another strikeout. Throws up another zero after back-to-back singles to start the frame. Two strikeouts and a scoreless fourth give him 7 on the night, and he is through 4 innings of one-run ball. Well, Matt, thanks so much for taking the time to come on for a second time this season. Really appreciated your insight, and good luck the rest of the way with everything you're doing.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Orioles Director of Player Development, Matt Blood, with me on the broadcast. We'll be right back after these messages. Birds Down 1-0. Keep it locked on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Bottom of inning number 4 here in Aberdeen. Bowling Green 1, Aberdeen nothing. The Rods got a run in the top of the first. That's it. Kyle Branovich threw 4 innings of one-run ball. He's racked up 7 strikeouts in his 4th rehab appearance of the season, second with the Ironbirds. And he got himself out of another jam. Runners at first and second, no outs in the inning, and he got out of it. So here's Dylan Beavers in the home fourth. Takes a ball at the top of the zone. Counts 1-0. Beavers, Willems, and Arduin, 2-3-4, due up against right-hander Duncan Davitt, who took over for Jeff Hackinson, who went the first two. Third baseman James comes up a little bit for Beavers, who runs well. Pitch misses outside. Counts quickly 2-0. Birds with just one hit in the game. Colin Burns, a leadoff single in the first. That's it. Davitt looking to give the Hot Rods bulk innings in relief. Misses outside. And Beavers way ahead in the count. Well, it was fun having Orioles Director of Player Development, Matt Blood, on the broadcast for an inning and a half. Matt always has some great things to say. It's always a pleasure having him on the broadcast. Beavers takes a strike. Counts 3-1. And one of the things that stood out to me that Matt said, and I asked him about, you know, the success at the big league level, the success at the minor league level, everybody in sync within this organization. Beavers fouls one back, counts full. And one of the things he mentioned is that, quote, outcomes come from organic growth, end quote. And I think the organic growth part of that really hits home, because that's exactly what's happening in the Orioles organization right now. Next pitch to Beavers, off the end of the bat, into right, that's down for a hit. Well, Beavers is on once again. That dude is an on-base machine. So he's now 1-for-2. So there's just consistent growth within this Orioles organization right now at every level, and it's happening organically. You know, I mean, this is a front office that's been in place for a few years. This is an Orioles team that lost over 100 games back in 2018, as recently as 5 years ago. And now they are in sole possession of first place in an AL East division that every team is over 500 in. A lot of homegrown talent at the big league level. And in my opinion, that's one of the big reasons why the Orioles are winning so many games and doing it in the toughest division in baseball, is this isn't just a team that was thrown together. This isn't a team that, you know, just went out and dropped big money on a lot of guys, tried to put Band-Aids on bullet holes. I mean, there is organic growth coming up from the roots as Willems fouls one back. It's 0-2. I mean, everybody that's contributing for the Orioles, you look at most of those guys were drafted by the Orioles, signed by the Orioles. And they're the cornerstones of this franchise right now. And then you supplement that homegrown talent with or talent from outside the organization, free agents, trades, things like that. 0-2 to Willems, chopper to first. It's past Robertson, but a diving stop by Battles. Gets up, throws to first, and robs Willems of a knock. Well, it could have been first and second, no outs for the Birds after that ball got by Robertson, but Battles, a full extension dive shading towards first, and he cuts it off to throw Willems out at first. So 4-3 on the putout, Beavers into scoring position. Birds still down 1-0, bottom four. Tying run at second with one out for Silas Arduin. And like Matt said, there's still a long way to go in this season, and there's a long way to go in the development process for the team, guys at the minor league level, guys coming through the ranks. But it's been really fun to watch the success. Davitt looks at second, pitch to Arduin, sweeping slider over for a strike. It's 0-1. And I think it was either last night or the night before I used the term ahead of schedule. I mean, that's where a lot of baseball people would describe the Orioles right now, is nobody expected them to be this good this early. But they continue to take that next step forward and show that they are for real. Tapper to the right side, Robertson handles it, underhand pitch to Davitt covering first, and that is out number two. So Arduin is gone on the 3-1 put out. That moves Beavers up to third. Here's De Leon with two gone. So the Orioles won 4-3 last night at the Trop in St. Pete. Kevin Brown, the Orioles TV play-by-play broadcaster on Masson, had a great call at the end. The Orioles enjoying the view from the top at the Trop. It's pretty cool to hear that. And the final out recorded by closer Felix Bautista, the All-Star, with fellow All-Star Adley Rutschman catching for him. Orioles had an early lead in that game last night. The Rays came back to tie it, but the Birds edged across the game-winning run late. Rays up 2-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning tonight. Pitch misses outside to De Leon. Counts 1-1. But to be able to go down to Florida, take game one in enemy territory, good sign for the Orioles. Next pitch to De Leon, fastball top of the zone. Runs hard to come by so far tonight. As the Birds look for their first. Beavers is 90 feet away with two down. 2-1 from Davitt over for a strike, 2-2. Davitt was an 18th round pick of the Rays out of the University of Iowa back in the summer of 2022, last year. He's from Des Moines. He's pitched at two levels this year. This is his 10th appearance, 6th out of the bullpen for Bowling Green. 2-2. De Leon fights one off into shallow center. Here comes Jones. He won't get there. And Isaac De Leon brings home the tying run with a two-out single. Beavers in to score. And we are knotted at one in the home half of the fourth. So Isaac's hit safely in two straight games. And that is the seventh time that he has reached base safely over the last three nights. Line keeps moving for Maxwell Costas. 1-1 our score, bottom four, as De Leon picks up the RBI bloop single into center. Got to be a great feeling for De Leon, who fought that one off, picked up his 21st RBI of the year. Short lead at first. Davitt set, misses low and away, 1-0. Another two-out run for the before the Aberdeen Ironbirds. So we're tied at one in the fourth. Entering tonight's game, the Birds had put up 16 runs through the first three games of this series. 13 of those 16 came with two outs. Up and in as Costas takes ball two. All seven of their runs in game two of this series came with two outs. Three two-out runs last night. And one so far tonight. 2-0 over for a strike, 2-1. So with the run tonight, 14 of the 17 runs now into the fourth game of this six-game series. 14 of 17 with two gone. It's pretty impressive, and it shows you the sign of, one, a good team, and two, a team that is just clicking really in every facet of the game. Costa swings over that breaking ball. It's 2-2. Well, I asked Maxwell yesterday if the ball he hit out the night before, if he knew that was getting out. He said no, he thought it was a double off the bat. I asked him in the pregame interview today if he thought that the ball he hit last night was getting out, and he said no, he thought that one was going to stay in the yard too. So he didn't get to fully trot around the bases. He was sprinting up until about second and then got to jog. Move over to first. De Leon's safe. Two balls, two strikes, two outs with the go-ahead run at first. Birds and Rods tied at one in the bottom of inning number four. Big hole on the right side for Maxwell. It's not just a pull hitter. He can go the other way. 2-2, swing and a miss. He got tied up there, and that is out number three here in the fourth. But the Birds grabbed the tying run on the two-out RBI single from Isaac De Leon. A run on two hits, no errors. One man left on. After four full, we are knotted at one. We'll head to the top of inning number five after this quick break on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
The Ironbirds now offer Flex Packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated five-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com for more information. That's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Looking for a rental and finding it hard to get to first base? Contact TCA Property Management, Inc. to help you find your new home today. Call TCA Property Management, Inc. at 410-273-9585. That's 410-273-9585. Or head over to www.tcaproperty.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds Concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Birds and Rods tied at one, top of inning number five. Isaac De Leon, a two-out bloop single into center to bring home Dylan Beavers, who opened the inning with a single. And we're squared away here in the middle innings. New pitcher for the Birds is right-hander Trace Bright. He takes over for Kyle Bronovich, who worked the first four and was excellent. Get you the final numbers, but first, this one skied in the air, deep right field. Prado's at the warning track, makes the grab there. And Trace Bright has a quick out here in the top of the fifth. We'll get you the final totals on Bronovich. We'll get you the numbers on Bright, but first for Bronovich. Gave up just one run on five hits in four innings, struck out seven, and did not walk a batter. 65 pitches, 49 strikes for Kyle. And now it's Trace's game. Bright piggybacking Bronovich for the second time this homestand. So Jalen Battles flies out to right to start the inning. And now Drew Baker counts 0-1. Next one from Trace. Well, Bronovich was excellent tonight. He gave up the run in the first, allowed a leadoff triple to Drew Baker. An RBI ground out brought home the run, but limited the damage. Worked a 1-2-3 second. Worked around second and third, no outs in the third. Got a ground out and two strikeouts to get out of the jam. And then first and second, nobody out in the fourth. Got out of that jam as well. Kyle's healthy. He's throwing smoke. You know, the seven strikeouts, impressive, but the no walks, even better. Cameron Weston and Daniel Lloyd combined to walk just one last night with 16 strikeouts and nine innings of work. Counts 2-2 on Baker as Bright looks for out number two. Trace readies the 2-2. Here it is. Called strike three on the bottom of the zone, and it's two up, two down here in the fifth for Trace. That brings up Brock Jones. Bright, a fifth-round selection of the Orioles last summer out of Auburn. 6'4", 22 years old in his first full professional season. Enters tonight's game with a 4.63 ERA. This is his 17th game and fourth out of the pen. First pitch to Jones, low and away, 1-0. 83 strikeouts with 34 walks in 58 and a third innings of work entering tonight's game. Now up to 84 Ks. 1-0, low and away. Ironbirds and Hot Rods tied at one, top five, two gone and no one on. Two oh from Trace. That one catches the zone. It's 2-1. Bright throws four pitches, fastball, slider, curveball, change. Next offering, flick down the left field line, hooking towards the corner, but Isaac Baloney is there to make the grab. Nice running grab by Baloney in the corner, and it's a 1-2-3 top of the fifth for Trace Bright. So he looks great out of the bullpen. Bird's pitching continues to dominate, and after four and a half, we're still tied at one. Heading to the bottom of the fifth after these messages on the Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkinstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkinevents.com. That's www.ripkinevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Bottom of inning number 5 here in the D, and Michael Marcantonini with you on the call. Trace Bright came out of the bullpen in the top of the 5th and worked a 1-2-3 inning in relief of Kyle Branovich. Bird's pitching staff continues to dominate these Hot Rods hitters. And here we are in the home 5th. Birds and Rods tied at 1. Isaac De Leon, a 2-out RBI single in the bottom of the 4th. Tied this thing up. And now Isaac Baloney, who made a great running grab in the left field corner to end the last half inning, will start this half inning. Baloney, Prado, and Valdez, the bottom 3 in the Birds' order. Next pitch from Duncan Davitt, who entered in the top of the bottom of the 3rd, misses outside, 1-0. Two scoreless from Hackenson to start, and now Davitt for bulk innings in relief. 1-0, swing and a miss, changeup got him. Entering tonight's game, opponents were hitting .250 against Davitt in 24 innings at high A, 27 Ks, 10 walks. Has 3 strikeouts so far tonight. Next one, swing and a miss, 1-2. Davitt last pitched on Saturday at Hudson Valley. Gave up 4 runs on 9 hits in 3 innings. Roughed up a little bit. But his outing before that was his best of the season. Ground ball out to second. Handled by Battles over to first. And Baloney is gone for out number 1. Brings up Prado. So back on July 7th, 2 outings ago for Davitt, he pitched 5 no-hit innings, struck out 9, and did not walk a batter. He did hit one, but no hits, no runs, and the 9 strikeouts against the Asheville Tourists, impressive. That was by far his longest outing of the season. Before going 5 in that game, he had not gone more than 3 2/3 in a game, and most of his outings are around 2 or 3 innings. But the 9 strikeouts, definitely an outlier. Not saying he can't punch guys out, but hadn't had more than 4 in an outing before the 9. Popped up on the left side of the diamond, handled by James, the third baseman, and Prado is retired. 2 up, 2 down. Here's Valdez. Aberdeen 1, Bowling Green 1. Birds with a run on 3 hits, no errors. Rods with a run on 5 hits and no errors. The third baseman, James, comes in a little bit with Valdez in the batter's box. Fastest guy on the team and arguably in the league. Takes a strike, 0-1. Switch hitter batting left. Whenever he's on base, he makes things happen with his legs. That's his game. 0-1 from Davitt. Shows bunt, but pulls back, and it seems like it's every other at-bat where Luis goes up there and at least one time shows bunt, even if he's not trying to bunt, to just flash it, let opposing infielders know that he's got that in his bag. 1-1, sliced foul down the left field line, 1-2. Bowling Green got its run in the 1st. Aberdeen answered with the tying run in the 4th. Pitch Pitching continues to get it done. And some timely hitting has the Birds up 3-0 in this series so far. 1-2 inside. Count goes to 2-2. Davitt with his glove over his face. Out of the windup, 2-2, fouled back. Birds entered tonight's game a season best 8 games over 500. Just a half game behind the Brooklyn Cyclones for first place in the second half North Division standings. Valdez flicks a 2-2 out to first, but the low liner is caught by Robertson. And the inning's over. Another 1-2-3 inning for Duncan Davitt. He is through 3 scoreless so far. And we are through 5 full in the Dean. Birds and Rods tied at 1. We'll head to the top of the 6th after these quick messages on MILB-TV Bally Live and WAMD Aberdeen.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics is here to help you, Ironbirds fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Baltimore area, Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing, and we love to see Ironbirds fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit agortho.com today and book your free consult. That's agortho.com for Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
We're tied at 1 in the top of inning number 6. Ironbirds and Hot Rods in game 4 of this 6-game set. Birds went down 1-2-3 in the 5th. Hot Rods reliever Duncan Davitt's tossed 3 scoreless so far. Or 3 innings of 1-run ball so far. Next pitch from Trace Bright to start the top of the 6th is outside. He gets Williams, Piper, and Keegan, 3-4-5. Birds grab the tying run in the 4th after the Hot Rods took an early lead first inning run, but that's it so far. Pitch is over from Bright for a strike. It's 1-1. Fouled back, 1-2. Bright picked up a strikeout in a 1-2-3 5th. He's looked really good so far. Next one, swing and a miss. Got him up top with a fastball. That's 4 up, 4 down for Trace. Well, Trace continues to miss bats. And entering tonight's game, his 83 strikeouts were tied for 11th most in the South Atlantic League. He continues to climb the ladder with 2 so far tonight. And I've got a feeling he's not done. One out, no one on, top 6. This one's popped up, left side of the diamond. That'll get out of play into the seats. Trace last pitched on Saturday. I mentioned he piggybacked Branovich like he's doing tonight. In relief that night, 4 innings of 2-run ball, gave up just 3 hits, 5 strikeouts, and 2 walks. Trace has struck out at least 5 in each of his last 4 outings. He's gone 8-8, 5-5 in that order. 0-1, breaking ball sent in the air deep center field. Beavers is back. He's at the track, and he has room to make the grab. That is a loud out number 2, but it is an out nonetheless. And Bright has retired the first 5 he's faced. Well, it's It's really deep to both left center and right center and straightaway center in this ballpark, over 400 feet all the way around out there. So Beavers has a lot of room to work with, and he was able to track that down. Here's Keegan, the catcher. 1-for-2 with a single. We're tied at 1 in the 6th. Breaking ball from Bright, and he is locked in right now. Peppering the zone with strikes, mixing the fastball with the off-speed stuff. 0-1, swing and a miss, it's 0-2. The Birds pitching staff this series, entering tonight's game through three games this week, has posted a 2 ERA with 32 strikeouts and just 8 walks, and of course that's in the first three. A lot more strikeouts tonight. Hot Rods are hitting just 144 in the first three games of this series. Called strike three in the outer half, another strikeout for Bright. Well, Trace and Kyle are punching tickets tonight. 6 up, 6 down for Bright out of the pen as he goes strikeout, flyout, strikeout here in the sixth. We're still tied at 1 through 5.5. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth and see if the Birds can grab the lead. Keep it locked right here on WAMD Aberdeen, the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
We move to the bottom of the sixth inning here in Aberdeen. Birds 1, Rods 1. Trace Bright has retired all 6 batters he's faced out of the bullpen tonight. Kyle Branovich 4 scoreless, Bright 2 scoreless. And now the Birds will look to start things up in the home sixth with the top of the order due up. Burns, Beavers, and Willems. Burns had a hit leading off the bottom of the first, but he was stranded on base. So he'll look to get things going. Against right-hander Duncan Davitt, who has allowed just 1 run in 3 innings so far. Davitt, an 18th round pick last summer. Pitch is over for a strike. It's 0-1. Davitt's been able to give the Hot Rods some length tonight as he works into his 4th inning of relief. Check swing to the right side. Picked up by Davitt. Quick throw to first in time to get Burns. And a bang-bang play. 1-3 is the first out of the 6th. So Beavers steps in with 1 gone and no one on. Pitch misses low from Davitt. Birds looking to break this tie. Next pitch to Dylan outside 2-0. Well, Dylan's been on a tear lately. I think I've made that pretty clear over the last few broadcasts. He's been arguably the hottest hitter in the Sally League over the last, really, 3-ish weeks. 2-0, swings and sends one foul out of play, 2-1. Beavers has multiple hits in 6 of his last 9 games entering tonight. And for context, He had just 9 multi-hit games in his first 67 games of the season. So 9 multi-hit games in his first 67 and 6 multi-hit games in his last 9. Say he's trending in the right direction. Fly ball down the left field line, hooking into the seats. 2-2. He also has 20 extra base hits since June 1st. And for some context on that, 20 extra base hits in just 35 games. In April and May combined, he had 16 extra base hits in 41 games. He had 10 extra base hits in 23 games in June and has 10 extra base hits in 12 games here in the month of July. So he's consistently improved throughout the season. And he's really making a case to go up to the next level soon. He's called out on strikes there. He knew it right away. And that is the second out of the inning. Iron Birds and Hot Rods tied at 1 with 2 gone and no one on. Bottom of inning number 6, and Creed Willems steps to the dish. The Iron Birds are playing as the nicest kids in Aberdeen tonight. That's the theme of the ballpark. Theme jerseys for the Birds that will be auctioned off after the game. Swing and a miss from Willems. It's 0-1. I mentioned earlier that I had a chance to sit down with Silas and Creed for episode 7 of All Mic'd Up. That'll come out next week. And those guys had a lot of good things to say. It was a really fun interview. 0-1, swing and a miss. Willems ahead of that pitch, 0-2. And I talked to them about being catchers, you know, all the work that goes into being a catcher in professional baseball. And I love conversations like that because I was a catcher throughout my baseball career. My main position, my favorite position on the diamond. 0-2, Willems flicks one to left. It's down for a hit. That's his first hit of the night. Well, Creed has done such a good job behind the plate for the Birds tonight. He's over at first base in this one because the guy who's up right now, Silas Ardouin, is doing the catching. But in the interview, those guys talked about learning from each other, learning from other catchers in the Orioles organization, Adley Rutschman and James McCann at the big league level, some other guys. Don't want to give everything away. You got to watch the interview to find out what they said. So that'll come out next week. Keep an eye out for that on my YouTube channel. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Mic'd Up Sports if you want to see more Iron Birds content. Check out what's going on in Birdland. Counts 1-0 on Ardouin. Go ahead, run at first with 2 gone. Birds and Rods tied at 1. 6th inning. Ardouin fouls one back. It's 1-1. Next pitch, swing and a miss, 1-2. Well, the Hot Rods have not scored more than 3 runs in any of the 4 games so far this series. Pitching and defense have contributed to that. And, of course, the Birds' bats have done enough to put them on the winning end in the first 3. A ball and 2 strikes on Ardouin with Willems at first. Big hole on the right side. Next pitch, called strike 3 on the inner half. A slider got Silas, and the inning is over. No runs on a hit, no errors. 1 man left on here in the home half of the 6th. And after 6 full, we are still tied at 1. We'll head to the top of the 7th after these messages on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
The Iron Birds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com for more information. That's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Iron Birds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas.
Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Looking for a rental and finding it hard to get to first base? Contact TCA Property Management, Inc. to help you find your new home today. Call TCA Property Management, Inc. at 410-273-9585. That's 410-273-9585. Or head over to www.tcaproperty.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
We move to the top of the seventh inning in Aberdeen. Bowling Green 1, Aberdeen 1. Trace Bright back to work. 6-up, 6-down for him out of the pen. And his first pitch of the inning to left-handed hitter Nick Schnell misses outside. Count is 1-0. Well, Bright's feeling it so far tonight. 3 strikeouts so far. Gets a swing and a miss there. Really ramping up the fastball there, mid-90s. Pitching has the upper hand tonight. It's had the upper hand for most of the series. 1-1 catches the outer half, and Trace has done an excellent job of really changing the eye level today, going to both sides of the plate, keeping these Bowling Green hitters off balance. And he's working quickly, so he's forcing situations like this where Schnell just stepped out to call time to try to get a breather. Bright looking for another punch out. 1-2 off the end of the bat, off the mound, out to short. Burns has it over to first in time. Well, he got a big hop as that one skipped off the back of the mound. And right up to Burns. 6-3 on the put out. Well, I was doing some digging last night after the game to put into context what this Birds pitching staff is doing to one of the best offenses in the entire league. This is a Hot Rods team that is at the top or near the top in, let's say, the top five in almost every big offensive category over the last month or so in the Sally League. James takes a strike. Next pitch is low, 1-1. So the Hot Rods have scored 3 runs or less in all 4 games so far this series. Now, this one's not over, but they have just 1 run on the board. 1-1 over for a strike. But 3 runs or less in each of the first 3, and now tonight. Before this series, the Hot Rods had gone 14 straight games with scoring at least 4. But this series, 3 or less in all 4 so far. So that's huge for the Birds pitching staff and the defense behind them to hold them in check. 1-2 outside. Pretty crazy, though. 14 straight games scoring 4 or more, and now 4 straight with 3 or less. June 28th at Rome was the last time before this series that the Hot Rods had scored 3 or less. They lost 1-0 that day, and then 14 in a row scoring 4 or more. The last time that the Hot Rods were held to 3 runs or less in 3 straight games, you got to go back to June 13th to 15th. Popped up on the hands, Willems comes up, makes the grab, and that's out number 2. The Hot Rods were swept in a 3-game series at Hickory and scored 1 run, 2 runs, and 3 runs in that order in that series. Birds have a chance to hold them to 3 or less in 4 straight if they can do it tonight, keeping this Hot Rods offense in check. 2 outs and no one on. Here's Robertson. Takes low, 1-0. 8 up, 8 down for Bright out of the pen. Birds and Rods tied at 1, top 7. Next pitch from Trace. Fly ball center field. Middle of the diamond right there to Beavers. A couple steps back, makes the catch, and the inning is over. Trace Bright has faced 9 batters since he came out of the bullpen. He has retired all 9 of them. A lot of zeros on the board tonight, and that's what the Birds want to see. Time to stretch here in Aberdeen. We'll go to the home half of the 7th and see if the Birds can break this 1-1 tie. Keep it locked right here on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team building activity, or other event?
Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics is here to help you, Ironbirds fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Baltimore area, Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing, and we love to see Ironbirds fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit agortho.com today and book your free consult. That's agortho.com for Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Ironbirds and Hot Rods tied at one, home half of the seventh inning in game four of this six-game series. Isaac De Leon leads off, and he takes a strike. It's De Leon, Costas, and Baloney. 5, 6, and 7 hitters for the Birds. As De Leon chops another one foul. Counts quickly 0-2. Isaac looking to start things up against a new pitcher. Another right-hander is in for Bowling Green as the night is over for Duncan Davitt. Another foul ball off the bat of De Leon. Count stays at 0-2. Nate Daly comes out of the Bowling Green pen. Daly, a 6'6", 235-pound right-hander, 25 years old. Gets a swing and a miss there, and De Leon is gone for out number one. Trace Bright has retired all 9 batters he's faced in relief. He'll head back out there for the eighth, looking to keep it going. And he and the rest of the Birds hope they do that with the lead. We're tied at one, bottom seven. One out, and no one on for Maxwell Costas. Costas hit a 3-run home run in last night's game. 4th inning, 3-run shot. Proved to be the difference in the 5-2 win. Game was tied at the time. Now Costas pops one up behind home plate. First base side, out of play. 0-2. Maxwell hit a 3-run home run the night before as well. He did that in the bottom of the 8th. That came with 2 outs in a 4-run 8th inning that gave the Birds a 7-1 lead. They got some breathing room going into the ninth and finished off the win. Maxwell fouls one back. It's 0-2. I asked Maxwell, you know, coming into this game, 7 extra base hits and 24 at-bats in July. I said, are you just straight up locked in where every time you go up to the plate, you're feeling like you're going to do damage? And he said, it's more so that he's just at peace in the box. He's calm when he's in the batter's box. He takes high and away, 1-2. He said, quote, the game will humble you, end quote. And
You know, you hear a lot of guys say that. It's true. I mean, baseball is a humbling sport. You know, it's a game of failure. Pops one up behind home plate. So, and Max said in the pregame show that, you know, he could go out there and go 0-for-4 tonight. You know, it could happen. But, you know, hey, how often do guys follow up 0-for-4s with 4-for-4s or 3-for-4s, you know, driving in runs? I mean, it's just one of those things. You play so many games, 6 games a week here in the minors. 1-2, sends one to right. That's down for another hit. Well, he said he could go 0-for-4 tonight. Well, that's not going to happen. He's now 1-for-3.
I didn't get that. Could you try again?
That brings up Isaac Bologna, the left fielder. So the go-ahead runs at first with one out here in the home seventh. Birds and Rods tied at one. Bologna's looked great in left field tonight. He's 0-for-2 at the plate with a couple of ground outs. Next one, swing and a miss. Third baseman James creeping in a little bit. He's even with the bag. Bologna swings and misses there, 0-2. Nate Daly just into the game here in the seventh, trying to hold the Ironbirds. The Ironbirds have other plans. Costas at first with one out. Bologna takes up and in. Counts 1-2. Daly played his college ball at BYU, 13th round pick last year. 3 games at rookie ball last year before he was promoted to low A to start this year. Pitch misses low, 2-2. 5 1/3 innings of 1-run ball, no earned runs in 3 appearances for Charleston before the quick call up to high A. This is his 18th appearance with Bowling Green. He's pitched to a 1.04 ERA so far. 2-2 to Isaac, called strike 3, outer half, and that is out number 2 here in the inning. Opponents hitting 149 against Daly. With the 2 strikeouts tonight, he's up to 28 Ks and just 7 walks in 26 2/3. Here's Elio Prado trying to keep it going. First pitch to him, low and away. Ironbirds 1, Hot Rods 1, bottom 7. Daly last pitched on Sunday at Hudson Valley through a scoreless inning. Prado fouls one back, 1-1. Long pause from Daly, 1-1, swing and a miss. Well, Prado's still looking for that first high A hit. This would be a good time for one. Daly is not allowed a run in his last 5 outings. Last time he gave up a run, June 17th at Hickory. Gave up a run each in his appearances on June 10th and June 17th, but then nothing since. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs with a man on first. Outside, 3-2. So now with the count full and 2 down, Costas will get a head start from first. Birds trying to break this 1-1 tie. Prado gets one to a gap. Costas could score. Daly ready. 3-2, swing and a miss. 3 strikeouts in the inning for Nate Daly. And the Ironbirds go down quietly. No runs on a hit, no errors, 1 man left. And we are still knotted at 1 through 7 full. We'll head to the top of the 8th. Keep it locked right here on MILB TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Birds went down quietly in the home seventh. Got a man on with one out, but that's it. So we go to the top of the eighth, still tied at one. Ironbirds and Hot Rods in game four of this six-game series. Birds pitching continues to be the story this week. Kyle Bronovich gave up just one run in four innings. Trace Bright, three scoreless. Three hitless as well, and the Hot Rods haven't had a base runner against him. 9-1-2 battles Baker and Jones. First pitch of the inning misses low and away. Counts 1-0. The third baseman, De Leon, is back and hugging the line. Burns deep at short. 1-0. Ground ball up the middle past the diving Valdez into center. And that is the first hit and base runner against Trace Bright. That brings up Drew Baker, the right fielder. So the go-ahead run is aboard with no outs here in the top of the eighth. A win tonight would give the Birds four in a row. Next pitch. Baker showed bunt but pulled back. It's a ball, 1-0. De Leon was charging on the play. Burns and Valdez will try to turn two up the middle. Valdez is shaded up the middle, so a big hole on the right side with Willems holding on the runner. Bright looks at first. 1-0. Misses again, and once again, Baker pulls back. It's 2-0. Trace hasn't had to work out of the windup so far tonight. Now the 2-0, low and in. Well, the count swells to 3-0. No bullpen action for the Birds. Bright is rolling. He's at just 37 pitches right now. Trace looking to come all the way back. 3-0, low, ball four. So runners at first and second now for the Hot Rods with no outs for Brock Jones. So Silas Ardouin out to talk to Trace. While they chat, let's hear from one of our Ironbird sponsors. Striking out trying to lease your property? You need the pros at TCA Property Management, Inc. to pinch hit and find your next tenant. Contact them at www.tcaproperty.com or call 410-273-9585. First and second for Bowling Green with no outs in the top of the eighth. We're tied at one. Birds looking to keep it that way. Single and a walk against Trace here in the frame. Now the corners come in for Aberdeen. Left-handed hitting Brock Jones is up. He shows bunt, pops it up behind home plate, and the count's 0-1. Hot Rods trying to move both runners into scoring position with only one out. see if Jones bunts again. He shows, pulls back, takes a strike. It's 0-2. A good job by Trace to get ahead 0-2, and we'll see if the Rods keep the bunt on. Still tied at one, top eight. No outs, and runners at first and second. Battles at second, Baker at first. Jones in the box. Next one from Trace is outside 1-2. Trace looks at second, taking his time now with men on. 1-2 pitch. Foul tip. That got a piece of Arduin's leg. And he'll get an extra minute to try to walk that one off. Count stays where it is. Well, a win tonight would give the Birds four wins in a row, all at home. It would tie their longest home winning streak of the season. They've won four games in a row at home just one time this year, June 27th through the 30th. See if they can do it again. Bright, a long look at second. 1-2, fastball high. It's 2-2. These two teams have played three competitive games so far this series, and this one right now, the fourth of the series, is probably the most competitive of them all. A lot of close action, 2-2 low. That's a tough pitch to lay off, and Jones was able to hold up. Big pitch coming, 3-2, no outs. With runners at first and second. Payoff pitch, breaking ball. Called strike three on the outer half, and that is a massive punch out for Trace Bright and the Birds. Jones goes down looking, and most importantly, the runners stay where they are now with one out. Another strikeout for Trace. He continues to miss bats, and of course there he didn't even have to miss a bat because Jones didn't swing. Breaking ball off the plate to Carson Williams, the right-handed hitter. 1-0. Ironbirds 1, Hot Rods 1, top 8. 3 1/3 scoreless for Trace so far with 4 strikeouts. Double play would get the Birds out of it. 1-0 right there. Went with the fastball. It's 1-1. Had a chance to catch up with Trace pregame a few days ago, and it was fun to talk to him, get his perspective on how things are going for him, his first full professional year, adjusting to the grind of a 132-game season. 1-1, swing and a miss. He's dialed in now. A lot of these guys coming from college ball over the last couple of years, and they've never played this many baseball games in such a short amount of time. But the coaching staff and the development staff here in the organization helping him out, getting adjusted to the grind. Pitch missed out, 2-2. Bright was able to stay sharp over the All-Star break, threw a little bit, got his work in. Steps off. Trace had 11 days in between outings from his last start before the break until his first outing after. He's set. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Williams. Pitch down. Appeal. He went around. Williams is upset about it. The base umpire, Sam Carey, said he went a little bit too far past the plate, and that is out number 2. 5 strikeouts for Bright. He's now recorded 5 or more strikeouts in each of his last 5 outings. That brings up Kenny Piper. So from first and second, no outs, to first and second, 2 outs. Birds will look to keep this a 1-1 game. We're in the top of the eighth, and time is called as Arduin. We'll head out to the mound and chat with Trace. See if they're just maybe going over scouting reporter, if they want to change up the signs with 2 outs and a runner at second. And oftentimes, you know, that pitcher and catcher will change which set of signs they use when there's a runner on second, but when that same runner is at second base for so long in an inning, they'll sometimes change it up again, and maybe that's what they're talking about. Battles out at second has been there since Baker walked with no outs, and now there's two outs, so maybe time to change it up, or maybe just a chance to give him a breather here with two down. Piper's 1-for-3 with a single. Pitch to him, popped up, foul ground, first base side. Willems is over there. Does he have room? And he runs out of room. Tried to reach up into the stands. And that one was into about the second or third row. So the count's 0-1. Bright looking to complete four innings. Be the seventh time he's done that in a row if he can do it here. Fouled back, 0-2. Ironbirds 1, Hot Rods 1. Top 8. Runners at first and second with two gone. 0-2 pitch coming up to Kenny Piper, the DH. Bright set. 0-2 to the plate. Swing and a miss. He got him. Three straight strikeouts from Trace Bright, and he gets himself out of a first and second no-out jam. Game remains tied after 7.5, and we'll head to the home half of the eighth with the Birds looking to break this 1-1 tie. It's an exciting one here in Aberdeen. Don't go anywhere. You're going to want to hear the end of this. Keep it locked right here on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Trace Bright was fired up as he walked off the mound to end the top of the eighth. He allowed a leadoff single to Jalen Battles, a walk to Drew Baker. That set up first and second with no outs in the top of the eighth in a tie game. Got Brock Jones looking, Carson Williams swinging, and then Kenny Piper swinging on an elevated pitch to end the inning. Bryce with a big fist pump. He was fired up. And that was a huge job that he did to get himself out of the jam. Now the Birds with a chance to take the lead in the bottom of the eighth. Luis Valdez shows bunt and pops one up behind home plate. Counts 0-1. Luis then back to the top for Colin and Dylan, 9-1-2. Trace Bright, four scoreless in relief. Now Valdez chops one out to second, handled over there by Battles. Over to first, one up, one down. That brings up the leadoff man, Colin Burns. No bullpen action for the Birds right now, so it looks like Bright will go back out for the ninth. One up, one down. Burns takes inside. Counts 1-0. Ironbirds 1, Hot Rods 1. Next pitch, low and away. So 2-0. Birds would love to have Burns on here. He runs well. They'll take any base runner they can get. 2-0 pitch. That's a strike. Birds are 9-5 this season in games that are tied after 7 innings. In games that are tied after 8, they're 8-3. So what I'm getting at here is that when they're playing in close games late, especially tie games late, more often than not, the Birds come out on top. 2-2, swing and a miss. Out number 2 here in the 8th as Nate Daly makes quick work of the first two hitters. Daly threw an inning and two-thirds scoreless now. Jeff Hackinson started through two scoreless. Then Duncan Davitt, 4 innings of one-run ball. Now Daly. Dylan Beavers hits and takes a strike. Counts 0-1. Knotted at 1. With the go-ahead run at the plate. 0-1 outside. And you got arguably the hottest hitter in the South Atlantic League up right now. One outside corner for a strike. So a patient approach from Beavers. He didn't like that one. And now he asks for time. We've got a great crowd on hand tonight in Aberdeen to see the Birds playing as the nicest kids in Aberdeen. Theme jerseys tonight. Auction after the game, so stick around for that. 1-2 up, and it's 2-2. The Birds are a South Atlantic League best 8-2 over their last 10. Trying to keep winning. 2-2, fouled away. Entering tonight's game, the Birds had put together a plus 54 second half run differential, best run differential in the second half in the league. 2-2 again, called, ooh, it's a ball, wow. The hot rods fooled me there because Keegan, the catcher, and battles the second baseman were just about back in the dugout already. But Jacob McConnell called that pitch a ball, so 3-2 pitch coming up, see if Beavers can make it hurt. Payoff pitch, Dylan chops one out to second, backhanded by Battles. He tries to flip to Williams, the shortstop, to throw to first, but they can't make that transaction cleanly, and Beavers is aboard. That'll go down as a base hit because if Battles had transferred that to Williams cleanly, they still wouldn't have gotten Dylan. And if Battles had tried to throw to first himself off balance, probably doesn't get him either. That brings up Creed Willems. Birds trying to break this 1-1 tie, 2 down, bottom 8. Beavers leads off first, Willems takes high. Hot Rod's playing Willems to pull big hole down the third base line. 1-0, swing and a miss. Daly comes set as Beavers dances off first. Willems swings and foul tips that one into the glove of Keegan. Counts 1-2. Daly peeks over his shoulder at first. Beavers takes off, swing and a miss again, and Willems is down on strikes. 2 strikeouts and a scoreless 8th for Nate Daly. We're still tied at 1 after 8 full. We'll head to the top of the 9th and see if Trace Bright can continue to lock it down. Keep it locked right here on MILB-TV Bally Live and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you.
Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkinstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkinevents.com. That's www.ripkinevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Top of the ninth inning in Aberdeen. Ironbirds 1, Hot Rods 1. We've had a good one all night. The Hot Rods got their run in the top of the first. The Birds answered with the tying run in the bottom of the fourth. Isaac De Leon, a bloop single to center with two outs in the fourth, and we are still tied at one. A lot of zeros on the scoreboard tonight. Dominic Keegan, Nick Schnell, and Cameron James due up for the Rods. 5-6-7 against Trace Bright. Pitch missed. Count is 1-0. Bright retired the first nine he faced. Then it was first and second, no outs in the top of the eighth, but then three straight strikeouts got him out of it. Cameron Weston and Daniel Lloyd combined for 16 strikeouts and just one walk in last night's game. Next pitch, fouled back, it's 1-2. And Kyle Branovich and Trace Bright doing a little more of the same tonight. 13 strikeouts and only one walk combined between the two of them. Strikeout to walk ratio is such a big statistic in baseball nowadays. High strikeouts, low walks are great. And the Birds pitching staff has both. 1-2, tap foul. Defensive change for the Birds here in the bottom or the top of the ninth. Ryan Higgins takes over at first base for Creed Willems. So Higgins into Willems' spot in the batting order. Next pitch, inside, ball two. So Higgins will hit in the three hole. Willems made the last out of the eighth, so be a little while before Ryan hits as Bright picks up another punch out. Four straight outs recorded via the strikeout, and that is out number one here in the ninth. That is strikeout number seven for Bright. So Branovich and Bright each with seven tonight, as the left-handed swinger Nick Schnell fouls one back. It's 0-1. Birds looking to keep this a tie game and win it in the ninth. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. So Keegan down on strikes for the third time tonight, and now Schnell, who's gone down on strikes once, is in an 0-2 hole. The last time Bright fanned at least seven batters was June 28th when he had eight. Pitch misses high, it's 1-2. In the month of June, Bright made four starts. He made five starts, swinging a foul back. He struck out seven or more in three of those outings. Counting tonight's game, he has seven outings with seven or more punchies. 1-2, got him. Make it eight for Trace Bright as he has fanned five batters in a row. I'm going to run out of ink in my red pen before the end of the weekend with all the strikeouts that the Ironbirds pitching staff is racking up this week. I mark strikeouts in red pen so it jumps out at me on the scorecard. And I've got a lot of red ink on that left side of the scorebook. That's what I like to see. Counts 0-1 on James as Bright continues to pepper the zone. 0-1, fouled back. It's 0-2. Bright was at 53 pitches through four scoreless, looking to make it five scoreless. 0-2, two-out pitch coming up. Low in the dirt. A chance to strike out the side in order and fan six batters in a row. Already has eight strikeouts tonight. 1-2, low and away. And couldn't get James to fish at it. We're tied at one, top nine, in game four of this six-game series. Bright working quickly. Here's his 2-2 again, fouled back. Nobody going to throw him off his rhythm, getting right back on the rubber and ready to go. Another 2-2 offering from Bright. Here it is. Fastball, top of the strike zone, a called strike three. Six straight strikeouts for Trace Bright. It's his ninth of the game, and he is through five shutout innings of relief tonight. We'll go to the bottom of inning number nine and see if the Birds can walk it off. We're tied at one after eight and a half, bottom nine after these messages on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Tied at one, bottom of the ninth inning here in the Dean. Michael Mark Cantonini back with you on the call. We've got a really good one here at Leidos Field. Birds going for their fourth straight win and looking to clinch a series win over the Hot Rods. They took each of the first three games as the pitching continues to dominate. Trace Bright, five shutout innings, allowing just one hit with nine strikeouts in relief tonight. He's retired the last six batters he's faced, all on strikeouts, and he is locked in. Well, the hope is that he or somebody out of the Ironbirds bullpen will not have to come out for the 10th. Birds looking to win it in the bottom of the ninth. Silas Arduent, Isaac De Leon, and Maxwell Costas. The 4, 5, and 6 hitters for Roberto Mercado's club. New pitcher into the game for the Hot Rods. It's right-hander Kyle Witten. Second appearance of the series for Witten. Arduent trying to get things going. First pitch to him, misses inside, 1-0. One run on six hits and no errors for both squads tonight. Witten got the final out of the ninth two nights ago as he misses inside. Birds got four runs in the bottom of the eighth in a 7-1 win on Wednesday night. Witten came in, threw just a couple of pitches to get out of the inning, so he's well rested. Back out there tonight. Counts 2-0 on Silas. Next one, high, 3-0. Birds would love to have him on right now. 0-3 tonight, two groundouts and a strikeout. Can he get on base to start the home ninth? 3-0 pitch coming up. That one misses outside, ball four. Four straight out of the zone from Kyle Witten. And the Birds have the leadoff man on. That is the first time the Ironbirds have walked tonight. That's pretty incredible. This is a team that is consistently on base, reaching on free passes. But first walk issued by the Hot Rods, just the second in the game. Here's Isaac De Leon. Squares to bunt, but comes up empty. Just whiffed on it. It's 0-1. Third baseman James was charging. De Leon squares again, but pulls back, takes high and away, 1-1. Roberto Mercado deciding to play a little small ball here in the ninth, or at least show that they can offer that. James, the third baseman, charging again. De Leon shows bunt, but pops it foul behind home plate, 1-2. The Ironbirds have 5 walk-off wins so far this year. They have 10 last at-bat wins. The last of both, June 30th, at home against Winston-Salem. Birds won 4-3 in 9 innings. 1-2, De Leon bunts again, and it's a fair ball, but it trickles foul, and De Leon is out. So that goes down to the book as a strikeout. Not easy to bunt, and especially not easy to bunt with 2 strikes. It looked like a really good bunt, but the turf helped push that one foul. So Ardoin stays put, and De Leon is retired. So that's a strikeout for Kyle Witten. That brings up Maxwell Costas, who's homered in back-to-back nights. He is 1-for-3 tonight, singled his last time up. Costas chops one foul, third base side. Well, if Max can get one up in the air here, that would be good. Trying to end this game on one swing. Ardoin, a really short lead at first. 0-1, Costas gets one up in the air, but to straightaway center, playable for Jones, and that's the second out. So it's up to Bologna with 2 down and a tie game. Bologna is hitless tonight. First pitch to Isaac. That one missed. Counts 1-0. Birds haven't scored since the fourth. Hot Rods haven't scored since the first. Next one, tap foul. Bologna will shake that one off. Witten walked Ardoin, but then got the next 2. 1-1, fouled back. Bologna just a little bit early on that one. He was on it. If he had timed that just a little better, this game might be over. One, two. Bologna rips one through the hole between second and short. Ardoin goes first to third. Bologna stops at first. And runners are at the corners for the Ironbirds with 2 down in the ninth. Isaac Bologna keeps it going with his first hit of the night. And now Elio Prado, the young outfielder, will have a shot to win it. Well, I said earlier that Prado is still looking for his first high A hit, and that in his last at-bat it would have been a good time for it. Well, right now would be a perfect time. See if the 21-year-old from Venezuela can send the Birds home winners. Takes the first pitch low. It skips out in front of the catcher Keegan, but Ardoin stays put. Ardoin at third, Bologna at first. Birds trying to walk it off for the sixth time this season. Pitch is outside. It's 2-0. First walk-off win of the year came on May 11th, and then 3 in a 4-day span in mid-June against Brooklyn, and then June 30th at home against Winston-Salem. 2-0 pitch coming. Prado laces one behind home plate, foul. 2-1. Elio's last hit came on July 8th. Can he add another? Swing and a miss, 2-2. That hit came with the Delmarva Shorebirds at home against the Fred Nats. He is hitless as a as an Ironbird so far, but if he can change that here, this would be the time to do it. Arduet dances off third. 2-2, Prado fights one off, foul. And we'll do it again. Suspense, drama, tension, it's all building here at Leidos Field. We're tied at one, bottom of the ninth. Two outs and runners at the corners for the Ironbirds. Elio Prado at the plate. 2-2 is high. You can feel the energy in the ballpark right now. Great crowd on hand. Ironbirds dugout, everybody on the top step. Guys in the dugout pumping up the crowd. Bologna will be off on the pitch from first. Full count offering coming up. Here's the 3-2 to Prado. Upstairs, over his head, ball four, and the bases are loaded. So Prado takes ball four, and Luis Valdez will hit. Nowhere to put him with two down. An electric atmosphere here in Aberdeen. And before Valdez will see a pitch, Keegan, the catcher, out to chat with Witten, the pitcher. Arduet at third, Bologna at second, Prado at first. Ironbirds one, Hot Rods one. Bottom of inning number nine, two outs, and Luis Valdez in the batter's box. Switch hitter batting left against the righty Witten. The third baseman, James, is up a little bit. The first baseman, Robertson, is up as well. Middle infielder's deep. Outfielder's straight away. First pitch to Valdez. Sends one up the middle, but it's caught by the shortstop, Williams. A step into the center field turf. And the inning is over. Well, for a second, it looked like that one might drop or get over Williams' head. But it did not. And the inning is over. The Birds send six to the plate, but they do not score. We're still tied at one after nine. We'll head to the top of the 10th after these messages on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Birds loaded the bases with two outs. Valdez tried to bloop one into center, but Carson Williams, the shortstop, was there to make the grab, and the Birds left him loaded in the home ninth. Still tied at one, top of the 10th, as right-hander Dylan Hyde takes over for Trace Bright. Bright was excellent tonight. You can argue that that was his best outing of the season, especially considering that he entered in a tie game and kept it a tie game. Final line on Bright, no runs on one hit in five innings, nine strikeouts and one walk. He was so good tonight, and he leaves after 70 pitches, 44 strikes. So Hyde takes over, trying to keep this game tied. Cameron James is the placed runner at second. The extra inning rule here in minor league baseball and at the major leagues in the regular season. First pitch is low and away to Blake Robertson, the left-handed hitter. Counts 1-0. Well, the goal in extras is to get that first out with the runner at second staying put. See if Hyde can accomplish that. Short lead for James. Hyde set. 1-0. That one's in for a strike. It's 1-1. The Birds have played 10 extra inning games this season. They are 4-6 in those games. Hyde set once again. 1-1. Ground ball to second. It's going to get the runner over, but it's an out. Valdez over to first. A 4-3 put out. And now the go-ahead run is 90 feet away. Birds will have that same opportunity in the bottom of the 10th. They'll start with a runner at second. And the runner that they will start with at second is Luis Valdez. That's exactly the guy they want out there because he made the last out of the ninth. But right now, runner on third with one out for Jalen Battles, the second baseman. Birds bring the infield in all the way around to try to cut off the run. Hyde ready. First pitch, strike on the outer half. Hyde's a big strikeout guy, almost two strikeouts per inning this season. 42 strikeouts in 23 innings of work. 0-1, fouled back, it's 0-2. Well, now would be a good time to add strikeout number 43. Just 14 walks for Dylan this year, opponents hitting 256 against him. Last pitched on Sunday, a scoreless inning with three punch-outs. Hyde ready, 0-2, right down the chute for a called strike three. That's a big out number two for Dylan Hyde. And now the Birds infielders can move back with two down and that runner still at third. 17 strikeouts for the Birds pitching staff tonight after 16 last night. And then in that span, just two combined walks. Back to the top of the order for Drew Baker. Runner at third, two down. Birds and Rods tied at one, top of inning number 10. Next pitch from Hyde, right there for a strike, and Dylan coming out of the pen firing. Needed just six pitches to get the first two outs. But the biggest one of all right here. Short lead at third. 0-1 right there. Five straight strikes from Dylan Hyde. Can he get number six? Third pitcher of the night, Bronovich, Bright, now Hyde. 0-2, fouled back. He's got the crowd on his side. As the Birds look to get through this 10th, holding Bowling Green scoreless. 0-2 pitch coming up. Here it is. Breaking ball. Flicked foul. James, the placed runner, still at third. Dances down the line. Hyde set. 0-2, dribbler to first, handled by Higgins. He takes it to the bag himself. And the Birds will head back into the dugout with a chance to win it in the bottom of the 10th. No runs, no hits, no errors. Hyde retires all three batters he faces in the top of the 10th and keeps the placed runner on base. Still tied at 1 through 9.5. We'll go to the bottom of the 10th, see if the Birds can win it. Keep it locked on MILB TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Tied at one, bottom 10, Dylan Hyde kept the hot rods off the board in the top of the 10th, retired all three batters he faced, and kept the place runner on base. So now the place runner for the Birds is speedster Luis Valdez. He made the last out of the 9th. So he's at second as the winning run for Colin Burns, Dylan Beavers, and Ryan Higgins. Right-hander Kyle Witten back out to work here in the bottom of the 10th. Burns, not showing bunt, takes a strike. Counts 0-1. Birds looking to walk it off for the 6th time this season. Pickoff Poole played a second, the tag, and Valdez is back. The last walk-off hero for the Ironbirds was Jackson Holliday. Back on June 30th at home against Winston-Salem. 0-1 to Burns. That's a little high, 1-1. It's been an exciting series between these two teams. Birds looking to make it 4 in a row and clinch a series victory. Witten looks out at second. Valdez a short lead. 1-1. Burns grounds one back to the mound. Play to first. Valdez stays put. One 3 on the put out. One out for Dylan Beavers. Dylan Beavers has one walk-off hit so far this season. June 16th at home against Brooklyn. The Birds won 3-2. Beavers a two-run single in the bottom of the 9th. Birds trailed 2-1 entering the inning. Beavers came up with one out and runners at second and third, and he will not have a chance to walk it off tonight as the Hot Rods intentionally walk him. That's the third time that Beavers has reached safely tonight. And with first base open, I can't blame him. That brings up Ryan Higgins, who entered as a defensive replacement in the top of the 9th. Higgins took over at first base for Creed Willems, so he'll hit for the first time tonight. Big spot, first and second, one out. Tie game, fly ball down the right field line, hooking towards the corner. It bangs off the wall. Valdez had to hold up. He's around third, and he's going to score. A walk-off two-bagger with swagger for Ryan Higgins. And the Birds win their fourth straight. The Birds mob him out around second, and it's a 2-1 win for the Ironbirds. Six wins in seven tries on this 9-game homestand as Ryan Higgins gets hugs and high fives from his teammates. He drove that one to deep right. It smacked off the middle of the wall. Baker couldn't get there, and that ricocheted away from him. Valdez, even though he had to hold up, was able to score without a throw. And the Birds put another one in the win column, a 2-1 win on a Friday night in Aberdeen. Fire me up! Ryan Higgins, in his first plate appearance of the night, sends the Birds home winners. What a fun one here in the Dean. The Birds tied the game in the bottom of the fourth, and they win it in the bottom of the tenth. The Hot Rods scored their only run of the night in the top of the first inning, and nothing after that. Sixth walk-off win of the season for the Birds. And this time, Ryan Higgins delivers as the walk-off hero. But before we get to the final totals in this one, I'll let you know how the scoring went down. Well, there wasn't much scoring at all. Drew Baker led off the top of the first with a triple. Two batters later, Carson Williams brought him home with an RBI groundout. The Birds tied the game in the bottom of the fourth. Dylan Beavers singled to lead off the frame. Two batters later, it was Beavers at third base with two down for Isaac De Leon, who blooped a single into center for a game-tying RBI single. The game remained tied 1-1 through nine innings. Birds kept the Hot Rods off the board in the top of the 10th, and with runners at first and second and one out in the bottom of the 10th, Ryan Higgins delivered a walk-off double off of the right field wall. Pitching was excellent tonight for the Birds. Kyle Branovich, four innings of one-run ball with seven strikeouts and no walks in his fourth rehab start of the season, second with the Ironbirds. Trace Bright, five innings. He allowed just one hit and no runs with nine strikeouts and only one walk in relief. And then Dylan Hyde pitched a scoreless 10th to close things out for the Birds. Another excellent win for the Birds, another big team effort as they get it done again. Another note on the pitching staff, 17 strikeouts for the Birds pitchers tonight with only one walk. So in the last two nights combined, the Birds have combined to strike out 33 and walk just two. You win a lot of games when you do things like that. And then on the offensive side of things, the Birds getting it done when it matters most. Ryan Higgins, the walk-off hero tonight, but of course, a team effort as always. Well, the Birds are rolling. They are officially hot. With the win, they improved to a season-best 9 games over .500 at 47-38. And in the second half, they improved to 15-6. On the flip side, the Hot Rods dropped to 43-40. They are now 13-10 in half number two. Two runs on 8 hits, no errors for the Ironbirds. One run on 6 hits and no errors for the Hot Rods. Dylan Hyde picks up the win. He moves to 2-2. The loss goes to Kyle Witten. He is 0-3. No save. Game was played in 2 hours and 37 minutes in front of 4,554 fans here at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Well, this was a really fun one tonight. They're all fun, but it's even more fun when the Birds win, and even more fun when it's a walk-off win. Sixth walk-off win of the season for the Ironbirds. All six of them have come since mid-May, and this team is flat-out rolling. They've taken 6 of the 7 games so far on the current homestand, with tomorrow night and Sunday left on the 9-gamer. And the Birds have now won 4 in a row at home for the second time this season. Looking to make it 5 wins in a row tomorrow, with first pitch scheduled for 7.05 p.m. I will be on air at 6.40 for the air show. You can catch me then on MILB TV and Facebook Live. As always, thank you to everyone who tuned into tonight's game. Thanks for fueling me on the broadcast, and of course, thanks for flying with me the entire way. 10 exciting innings here tonight in Aberdeen. Birds win it 2-1 over the Hot Rods, and they'll look to put another one in the win column tomorrow night. Sixth walk-off win of the season for the Birds. Ryan Higgins, the walk-off hero in another all-around team effort. Ironbirds 2, Hot Rods 1. Have a great night, everybody. I'll talk to you tomorrow night.